It's been an hour and 10 minutes after starting time.
And we're recording, everyone. How wonderful. Once again, this is Tom Church recording for The Unspeakable, doing the session 3 of Operation Downside. Ooh. I have the same... I have the same 4 millstones around my neck. Players.
Caleb's not here, though.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
He couldn't handle it.
Because you wouldn't let him.
One round of dog punching. I mean, dear God.
No, that was you, David. Yeah.
No, he was so traumatized. Caleb was so traumatized by the dog punching. He couldn't go on.
He made a memorial.
Yeah, he did. I'll send Shane the thing so he can possibly post that on the website. So, Nazi stuff.
I'm not. God, get that right. I'm not a Nazi.
No, if he did it there, he Caleb was able to get us a lot of information, but probably irrevocably blew his cover.
Well, I hate to tell you, dude, but if you're in the Wehrmacht...
No, you weren't.
No. Yeah. Mm. We've had this argument once already.
Yeah, no, not everyone in the Wehrmacht was a member of the Nazi Party.
No, but you're in the Nazi Army. You're in Hitler's Army.
Right.
I'm in the German Army.
Yeah, the German Army.
Which is Hitler's Army.
Right. No, but he's not, like... We're talking about
I didn't say he's a card-carrying member of the National Socialist Party.
Well, then he's not a Nazi.
That'd be me.
Technically.
Aaron's the Nazi.
Yeah, I'm a Nazi. I'm really a Nazi. I'm a super Nazi.
Nope, you're...
I'm a super Nazi.
I realize you say that, but you're getting ready to sell out the Nazi Party to Cthulhu. So
no, it's really not Cthulhu.
If anything, that improves my Nazi-ness. I'm more Nazi than the Nazis.
Okay.
And David's in the Waffen-SS, so...
So, yeah. The Nazi-ness is not even a...
So, really, Drew's the only one.
I know!
We'll have to do something about
that. Well, guess what? You're just as guilty as everyone else.
Yeah, you're still a war criminal,
Oh, I'm not denying any of that.
One of us.
All right. So, as I recall, last time we, some fun was had in Georgetown.
We got that guy.
Yeah, we got Holland, so we got Fisher House.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have its location. But with yes, you have a house owned by... It's listed under a Mr. Silas Fisher, which, you know, everyone's probably betting it's not a real person.
Yeah.
So you have that address. And Marsh has come back and said that Dr. Alloy Kessler is now... met a tragic, sudden death in Boston.
Yay!
Well, we can cross
that mysteriously looks like a heart attack?
Yes, actually said that's going to be the way it's reported as soon as the body's found.
Now, quick question. What do we have to do for him to get the other one?
We'll start right there.
Yep.
You're about, okay, against, once again, I guess you're still at the slaughterhouse right now.
Yeah.
Aaron had just gotten, I guess... early 20th century on James Holland. Mm-hmm. You had other questions you were wanting to know, didn't you?
Specifically, if he had any relevant information on, actually.
Aaron forgot.
I want to say Harvard, but I know that's probably not right.
Oh, come on, we've all slept since then.
Yeah.
I don't sleep.
No, it is Harvard. I had it correctly.
Ross is fired.
Any relevant information on there? Because okay, yes, even though I realize that he is, that's like he was in the New York. That's like
he's in the New York office.
He's in the New York office, but he is high up enough where any information right now. I'm assuming if he's important enough, he may have made frequent trips to Washington for meetings with. That's like Hoover or the higher ups. So
not normally, no.
I can try to. I'm trying to.
I mean, he told you that he's a section chief in the New York office. But, you know, he doesn't have... they're in different departments.
To be fair, though, that's what he'd say either way. So torture needs to happen.
Well, it's already technically happened. So.
You're not a Nazi,
Aaron,
right?
Should lose some sanity. If I have to lose sanity...
Well, so far it's only been... he hasn't actually done physical things yet.
Okay.
Well, Aaron said he was going soft, you know, easy at first.
Yeah, I went for the soft approach on this one. I can do
basically
the
more subtle threats. I would make you start rolling. Actually, no, I lowered your starting sanity to show years of.
Yeah, so it already technically went down. So
why don't we go pharmacological on his ass? Sodium pentothal.
So So, well,
which is an exact science in 1940.
Oh yeah, so.
Oh yeah, it's also a little before the CIA's experiments with that with LSD.
But the Nazis started that one. Like the CIA did it because the Nazis got it.
So that means that he's at the cutting edge.
Exactly.
Science.
But
cutting edge. I like that.
So go ahead and actually start laying out the instruments. That's like not unlike was it Chalky White from?
Yeah, if you're referring to the episode of Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, Boardwalk Empire. But I'm not. But yeah, I'll
these,
start laying
out
all
your
of
daddy's
that,
tools
stuck in the middle. With
but
you.
I will. That's like. But I will not. Nope. But yeah, well, not the line because I can't do that. But just start laying it down. Now, Mr. And what was the guy's name again? It was
Holland.
Holland. Thank you. So. Actually, taking a look at what the hell is it with the higher up FBI agents and all the H names? So
there's two of them that have a last name that starts with H.
Yeah,
I think it's hardly an epidemic.
Hollis and Holland.
Yeah,
that's a whole 50%.
So, oh well. It's like now.
Well, we haven't gone into Agent Harker or Agent Harris yet.
Was like,
so.
But why? That's like while I'm not. That's like I do understand that you're in different
actually,
departments
yeah,
and your path may cross.
Was first used on human beings on March 8, 1934. So, I mean, 6 years have gone by, so...
Okay, that's a possibility.
Yeah.
So
yeah, truth serum
in
the general have been in use since 1930.
Oh, I had a lot. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, does he have chemistry? Or
oh, I have,
yeah,
I have
actually
pharmacy.
He has pharmacy and chemistry.
Oh, yeah, then yeah, he would know about this.
So,
not only that, you'd probably also... It's safe to say you might even have a small supply of both.
Oh, well, no, I specifically asked for... That's like for a small pharmaceutical update from Fisher, so...
Yeah. Marsh.
Oh, Marsh. So, sorry, yeah, Marsh. So we're pretty much good on that, but I'll do this first. Now, while I'm... That's like understand that your paths may have not crossed... That's like it may have passed infrequently. Certainly there has to be communiques or at least other information that goes back and forth that would be of some interest. Interest and related to that.
Fuck you, Kraut. I already told you everything.
I
see him
a little mad.
That's like, I highly doubt that. You told me a small fraction of what we wanted to know, but I'd rather like to know more, since this is a personal interest to me.
Drago.
Now, that's like, and actually start laying down a couple things on the table.
You remind me of piss, you know that?
All the things to remind, so yeah, that's...
It's like, I was born in an ammonia factory.
I don't think that's true.
No, we had...
We had a flashback as a child that was like...
That's like... that's like not... Oh, actually, sorry. Not unlike your American beers.
Like, at that point, he hulks out. Restraint. Like, fuck you!
Yeah.
But I will give you the option before taking the other turn, since you seem to respond well to that. All I really wish to know is some information about your colleague, Agent Harper.
I told you everything I fucking know about him.
Hmm. Well,
like I have my own work to do. You think I have to check? You think I check up on every fucking state, every fucking office in the country?
No, just the head office.
You do if you want to move places in the FBI.
Considering
I'll never move up. I took an arrow to the knee.
Yeah.
God.
Considering you look, that's like you very much look like a career man.
Be cool. Take a sword to the chest.
There's always the possibility that if something were to happen to your colleague, that you could move up in the ranks.
You were really thinking I would betray a fellow agent to advance my own career? You are a lot dumber than you look.
Psychology, see if he's telling the truth.
What is it? Well, you've already sold out your buddy.
You already told him practically he's not leaving here alive. I mean...
54.
You're pretty sure he's told you most of what he knows about...
Everything?
About your guy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why do you even care about that guy? It's your stuff, Christ.
Well, you guys aren't here, so.
No, yeah.
Well,
no, they're all there. They're all in the same building.
Well, you're not in the room, though. So
I like American coffee. I don't know about you, but I like American coffee.
Uh-huh.
It's like delicious.
Yes,
but
percolated to perfection.
This apple pie is growing on me a little bit.
That's how
it's rather disgusting.
that's how Americanism starts.
And this based ball is quite amusing.
As you're doing that,
do it on the radio.
So I guess where are the rest of you?
Well,
we're out in the air drinking coffee and talking about apple pie and baseball.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's Sunday right now. The gathering at Arkham starts the next day.
I thought it started Wednesday. Okay.
Well, no, the gathering starts like the big party happens on Wednesday. But there's gonna be 2 days of, you know, kind of, you know, seminars, discussions.
I thought like I should just wait and go to the ball because that's where I'm gonna be able to talk to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a silly thought, but while the doctor is trying unsuccessfully to extract the information from his...
No, actually, he did it quite successfully, just you've gotten everything you're going to get.
Oh, yeah. While he's...
well, actually, you can keep going, but eventually he's going to start telling you anything you want to hear.
What I would say, though, is while he's busy trying to extract information, we do have that rather large group that's just up the hill over there.
Mm-hmm.
That has all of the focus we really want. We just need to aim them a little bit better and possibly train them a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So let's say we do that.
Okay, we can go train them. Let's go. And he's going to go to his thing, and you can continue to torture the FBI agent.
Marsh then enters the room.
Yeah.
This is the point. He says, yes, you're the man in Boston's been taken care of.
Excellent. Wait, was that the first one or the second one?
It was the first one.
It was the first one. Excellent. One out of two.
However, I have reason to believe that with your premature acquiring of one agent and the many, many witnesses, I fear they may realize that something's on them.
What do
we
do with him?
He's here too.
Okay.
Unconscious.
Yeah.
I'm afraid, the items at Fisher House may need to be acquired sooner rather than later.
Oh, so you're saying tonight we should go out and get it?
I'm saying I don't think it's that quick a timetable, but I think it should be done within the next 24 to 48 hours at least.
All right. Do we have any intelligence on Fisher House
other than
the base location?
At this point, I know just what you know. That we know the address.
Okay, well, let's go there and scout it out and just case it, you know.
Perhaps not try to kidnap someone right now?
We're not kidnapping. We're done with kidnapping. We got what we needed, so we don't need to kidnap any additional people.
Somewhere someone's heart's broken, like, no more kidnapping.
Ooh, I don't care.
Well, they'd probably have dogs, and, I mean...
Many dogs.
Fucking dogs. Dogs everywhere.
That's their magic power. They've got spawn dogs.
Yeah. No, you're just regular dogs.
Yeah.
No, like, they've got the power to spawn them, like, to bring them out of nowhere. Summon dogs,
evil.
I guess.
That's evil. That's evil. That's bad juju right there.
It is.
Oh, very.
So, let's go to Fisher House and scout it out. We can just walk around it and see what kind of...
All right.
Get a sense of how many.
You have a location in Washington.
All right.
The address.
All right. So I guess the three of us will go.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to actually head back to the house. And
that's actually better. I'm not sneaking or
and sighted in and everything like that. And that's going to take a while.
Mm-mm. Oh, get a bunch of armor. Get the extra Tommy guns and some all the hand grenades and some dynamite too, because we're probably going to need it for Fisher House.
Okay.
So.
Well, see you. So you prepare
for just the scouting expedition?
No. Well, we.
No. While you guys are going to scout, I'm going back to the house to.
He'll get the stuff and take it to the slaughterhouse, so it's easier to get to the.
Here, take this Fuller brush case and fill it with exploding things.
You're very proud of that, aren't you? Spoils of war.
Damn right I am.
No, David.
Okay.
We love you.
Anyway, walk.
Anyway, so you go to the address.
Yeah.
It looks like a just a brownstone.
Okay.
It's like an actual house.
Okay. I walk all around the block and try and get a sense of what the backyard's like, or if there is a backyard or alley or whatever it is.
There's very well. It's they're brownstone. They're like brownstones right next to each other.
Yeah.
So very narrow alleys between them. And. It looks like a neighborhood street.
Okay. Any G-Man, obviously.
Give me Spot Hiddens, everyone who's scouting.
That'd be me and David.
Is the slaughterhouse in or near.
I got a 25.
It's out. It's
yeah.
Yeah, it's at, it's several, and it's about 10 miles, 10 or 15 miles outside Washington.
I made it.
Okay.
25 out of 50. So, yes.
Thing is, you don't exceed G-men per se, but you see some guys like there's you'll see a guy just in a normal just a casual suit walking a dog, but he's going back and forth over his own footsteps.
So it's a very obvious pattern he's taking then.
Yeah, and also there are women kind of the window open doing stuff in the kitchens on other some of the other houses. But you can tell they're looking with purpose, not just glancing out the window to see a day.
Okay.
All right.
So it's essentially a block of brownstones.
Yeah.
But you see the same pattern, and there's like ten of them right next to on the same street. All the inhabitants coming and going seem to be doing the same thing.
Hmm.
Wow, that's pretty heavily guarded.
But the actual address, it's basically the central most brownstone. It's the address that.
How many are on either side of it?
Any of them obviously aren't.
That'd be another spot. I'll say at a minus 15 to actually see that.
14.
Nope.
And actually, yes, on the guy walking the dog. Yeah, he's kind of got his arm slightly.
Dog is really field artillery.
Yes, Ross. No, actually, but you can tell the way he's walking and holding the dog's leash. There's a he's got a shoulder holster under there.
Okay.
Is the dog a German Shepherd?
Yes.
Careful, David.
Oh, that's gonna.
In fact, you're pretty sure at one point the dog just looks at you.
It knows.
And essentially does the dog equivalent of...
So I've got... How many brownstones are either side of the fish house?
Okay, sorry. There's 12 on the street.
Yeah.
And it's basically number 5.
It's number 5. So there's 4 on one side.
And then 5 on the other.
Well, wait. That would be 10 on...
So there's... No, there's 5 on one side, 7. And then 7 over here.
6 on the other.
Sorry, 6.
Yeah.
Bad at math!
Okay. I'm going to go to the municipal building and look into getting blueprints of the sewage and other underground architecture in that neighborhood.
All right. I'll allow a library use to find it, or you can give me a persuade to convince someone to give it to you. The persuade will take
a few dice.
The persuade will take less time, or the library use will take some time.
I try and I fail, so then I'm going to try.
Quick question, and
yes, Dave.
Trying to think how obvious is my face?
Your randomness has failed you.
You don't know that for sure. What's your appearance?
Nope.
My appearance is 10.
Then you have a perfectly average face, if that's what you're worried about. But
But
there's posters of it. but mostly around Georgetown.
And we're not exactly in Georgetown, are
we? No, you're not.
Okay. So, I think I'll try to make the persuade check. Under the guise of being a local homeowner... who is getting ready to build an addition, I kind of want to see where the sewage lines are, the electrical lines, that sort of thing, so that we don't dig into them. No.
Dig right. Call it before you dig.
Let's see, where is Persuade?
Yeah, it's alphabetical.
Just barely made it. I rolled a 14 out of 15.
Well, all right then. The young lady says, certainly, just a moment, please. And goes into the back of the labyrinthian, filing cabinets. In the dark days before the computer, she actually has to find the physical copies. Now, and she's kind of like, "Well, says, oh, here's the plans for that area. Now, remember, you can view them at the table right over there."
Oh, excellent. Is there any way that I can possibly make a copy to
says,
take?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, those are that's city property.
And photocopiers haven't been invented yet.
Yes, that's
draw
true.
Memory
smoke.
Well, you're with him, Ross, so you can look too.
Yeah, I look. I smoke.
Yes. Well, there's a haze in every building in the city.
Yes.
Smoking is good for you.
Babies must smoke. Because it is good for their lungs.
He's like, well, it's like, actually, like, I'll have a coffee. You want cigarettes with that? What do I look like? A woman? Of course I want cigarettes with that.
Well, actually, that's like, depending on David, how high is, well, David Ross, how high are your intelligence?
Mine is 11.
11?
Ross 17. Is
17.
Oh, my God.
Could, that's like, would it be
my brain is huge!
Would it be possible for, well, since given his intelligence, to make it, that's like, make an intelligence check at a multiplier to see if he can recall that?
Like an idea roll?
An idea roll?
Or,
roll,
yes. That, or just for...
Hey, Ross, why don't you make an idea roll?
Yeah, idea rolls. I make a 57 out of
50. Well, I wasn't sure if that would apply for this. We're basically bringing up something like identical memory, so...
Okay.
Well,
so that's what
yes.
If I can look at it, I can sketch it out.
Yeah, remember.
I have fucking archaeology at 7. I can't sketch out blueprints for, you know... A building that infrastructures that aren't even ruined yet. I mean, what kind of archaeology?
Yeah. So I'll go ahead. Actually, yeah, Soros, give me an archaeology check while you're at it.
Okay. Yes, 29 out of 70.
What's the Ark of the Covenant doing there?
Well, hey, well, it's like, well, you, well, that's what, like, well, found yet. You're looking through it, and to anyone who would not be trained to notice such things, it'd be like, okay, like sewer and power go here. Well, but by your keenly trained eye, even though ancient ruins don't have sewer and power lines.
They don't?
Well, except for that one really weird ruin you found.
Nazi buildings are built for their ruin value. Don't you understand the aesthetic of ruins?
Yes, Ross.
I talked to Spear. Well, you don't even know.
You don't. Thank you, Ross. Yeah, anyway, no, but you're looking at it, it's... I mean, everything looks fine. Now there's sewer lines where you'd expect them to be. Funny thing is, though... They're not. They don't seem to be actually connected to the city sewer and power grid. You know, like there's pipes where you'd expect to find them. There's power. You know, there's power lines where you'd expect to find them. Mm-hmm. But they don't. The blueprints look like they were just drawn in. But they're not exactly. They don't look like they'd be functional, because it's only for these 12 buildings, mm-hmm. and the sewer lines are actually across the street. So essentially, there's a sewer. There's sewer and power connected to nothing.
I see. So there's no way to get under the building. Is that it?
Well, according to these blueprints, no. Uh-huh.
Okay, so there's something funny going on because they obviously have power and sewer.
Yes, there's power.
Okay, that's funky.
They're probably connected to their own grid.
Well, I mean, like, where is that grid coming from? I mean, like, is there a military base or some sort of government facility near that neighborhood?
Why, yes, there is.
Oh, yeah?
Well, not very nearby, but only about 6 blocks away is the FBI building.
Okay. Oh. Okay, so they're hooked up to the FBI's grid, what it probably is, my working guess. So we have to talk about this as a plan. Because if we just storm in there, then they'll fucking have an army to kill us all. But if we go through the sewers, we don't know how dangerous that's going to be. Can I figure, by getting the initial blueprints, can I try and like reverse engineer, like guess where the FBI grid would be? By since I saw those flaws in it, would I be able to basically figure out the pattern of where it would be? Like, where the FBI is.
One more.
Okay. I got a 19, so...
Yeah. Well, obviously, if there was an under... Probably, it's probably an underground power and sewer line.
Yeah.
But you probably guess not... You don't think there'd be an actual tunnel under there.
Yeah.
But the address he gave you, it looks like it'd be a perfect place to hide something underground.
Okay.
So most likely the entrance to whatever is below is in that address.
I see. So we have to sneak in and then we go underground. So they probably have some sort of bank vault or something set up there. Mm-hmm. Or some kind mm-hmm. of storage facility. So that makes sense. So we have to sneak in there.
And Caleb was playing the infiltrator.
Yeah. Well, he couldn't roll to save his life.
No, he couldn't.
Yeah. So we have to think about a way to get in there. I guess just go in the dead of night and just try and, like... Or we could do a Mission Impossible thing and just try and rappel across from one building... Or, set up a rope line, a zip line from one building to the next. Are there any taller buildings nearby that we could zip line to and then just go down from the roof downward?
Yes, actually, there is.
Okay.
Can we just hive mind this a little bit? Because they would give us this information.
Well, you're
yeah, we all get
Ross,
together.
Ross memorized this information.
Okay. Yeah. I'm brilliant.
Could we blow one of the buildings nearby and try and distract them?
Do what now?
Well, we've got a shit ton of dynamite. Could we blow up one of the buildings that isn't on the grid and try and distract everybody and then sneak in while they're all paying attention to this building that's on fire?
I think that's a bad idea.
There is a garage and gas station down the street.
Well, there's... Okay.
Do you draw out the plans?
Yeah. I'll draw out the plans.
Okay.
Do I see anything that would be a good, like...
Do you have So, Ross, do you have a art? Drawing?
I don't know, Tom. Do I?
No, you don't.
I have archaeology.
It doesn't need to look pretty, it just needs to look accurate.
Yeah, archaeologists can draw that shit.
Alright, fine.
All the archaeologist listeners out there know. And I roll 13 out of 70, which is an impale. Booyah!
It's still a sketch.
Well, yeah, but
that's fine.
You have no skill in that.
I will destroy
It's a pretty
you.
Awesome sketch.
Yeah.
Well, of course, you could also have just a city street map too. So
yeah.
And so,
also have a pickup truck full of guns and explosives. It's a good thing I didn't get caught on the way back.
You drove speed limit. And...
Make a mud check.
But anyway, so well, besides, so yeah, there's
America.
Across the street, there's like I said, there's the filling station. There's also a. There's a small department store.
Yeah.
Which is 5 stories.
Yeah.
So you could theoretically get across the street from there.
Okay, so we blow up the gas station and we zip line across. Does that sound like a plan? Oh, can we get silencers for pistols? Like for our 38s or something? 32s?
Not for the 38s because they're revolvers, but there might be silencers for the 45s.
I do not believe silencers were widely used in 1940.
They weren't, but the Sten. That's why I checked about the Sten.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. We will check the book.
Well, there's that. Well, yeah. There's also there's not. You can also use a time frame. Yeah, you could with a little bit of tools and some skill, you could probably rig something up.
Well, the thing is, they are illegal almost everywhere in the 1920s, according to this thing. But it is possible to make them. So.
Well, Marsh has contacts; he could probably find some for you. Or if you had anyone skilled with like mechanics or anything.
Early suppressors were created around the beginning of the 20th century by several inventors. So, 1902. Thanks,
excellent.
Wikipedia.
I'm going to try a mechanical repair roll to see if I can jury-rig one with a couple of bits of pipe.
Give it a shot.
Come on.
The OSS used them.
Nope.
During World War II.
Huh.
Anyways.
So, they're just very hard to come by.
And we're on a time frame. We're on a time limit, too, aren't we?
Okay, mm-hmm. Does anybody have any knife skills or stabby or hand-to-hand skills?
He does.
No, I don't.
I thought you did have hand-to-hand.
I've got martial arts, but it doesn't give me any special bonuses to punch. Oh. It just makes...
It just makes
my punches hurt worse when I actually do connect.
Well, if you do need, I can probably mix up some sedatives to take along with you like I did the last time.
Oh, you're coming with us. We're all going.
Oh, this will work great. Excuse me, Mr. Armed Guard. Does this rag smell like chloroform to you?
Well, if you can make a sneak check, that's actually...
No,
yes! Can Aaron make a sneak check?
No. Aaron gives him the rag, then David makes a sneak check. Do you have sneak?
No, I do not.
Do you have sneak?
Yeah, but I'm a long-range guy. I'm going to be...
I don't care. You're going to be whatever the mission calls you to be, because that's...
Yes, I'm going to be covering your escape with my rifle of doom.
Well, there's still going to be dozens of agents.
Well, also, like, you're going to have to get that zip line across to the roof.
Oh, god damn it. Dude. I can do... Fuck you!
We all have to go on this. Like, this is all or nothing. This
Screw
is-
you guys, I'm just going to climb the building.
You're going to be seen.
I got 65 and I've got sneak.
There are thousands of people guarding that building.
Could I do a
and you're
going to
want a zip line over there anyway.
Well, yeah, at night, right after
we... So I guess we need
this guy to...
Oh, we need a timer for
possibly
the dynamite. Oh, we
got
that. Yeah, can we...
Give me a psychology roll.
Can we just say one of the NPCs who's with us can set up a time bomb so we can blow up the gas station?
14.
He'll die before he breaks like that.
All right. Well,
but could I say,
how exactly are we going to plant it in the gas station?
No, he's a loyal American.
Have it rush it there, blow it up.
Wait a minute. When you say that this is a gas station, is this...
it's a garage gas station. So essentially...
It's got gas pumps that we can make go boom, boom.
Basically, it's a full... It's one of those full-service gas stations.
Yeah.
Question, Tom.
You pull in and, like, four guys run out, each one doing something else.
How hard would it be for us to acquire a car?
We've got two of them already.
I don't know. You've been done pretty well at acquiring cars.
Yeah, we have a lot of money left over from the gold
thing. Okay. I go and see my cousin. Because he's nearby, you said.
What
he's
I would like
Washington,
to do
said we're just outside
is
of
acquire
well,
a
Washington,
car,
D.C.
Put the bomb in the back of the car.
Yeah,
it's several hours.
Yeah.
But damage the car just a little bit and have them take it in for repair.
Okay. Can I call him on the phone?
What do you think?
No,
can
he has
do
the
that?
Phone.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that. And that's a good idea. Yeah, we walk in. We just walk the car in, leave the time bomb, have it like a 10-minute thing, and just have
all right, I will actually, we'll go ahead and use the... okay, well, you can go ahead and have access to the OD guy.
Yeah. You know what I think? My personal opinion is how this is done is you make the rolls, and we don't know how well he did.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what I'm going for.
Okay, and thank God Tom's making the rolls because you know it's not
he's
like he's going to fail.
Yeah.
Okay.
We all know Tom has the luck of the devil when it comes to rolls.
Anyways,
dice.
So I'm sorry, I forgot the guy. Anyway, Mr. Kraus is currently like rigging up, some you know, concealing some a bundle of dynamite.
Well, he'll be the one to drive it. His mission will just be to get into the gas station, have it. You know, I need to look, check it over. He leaves the briefcase in the car locked, and with the bomb ticking, and then he walks away, and then gets the fuck back. You know, just leaves. So that's his mission: just get it there and leave. And then as soon as we hear the explosion. We zipline over and go all Mission Impossible.
We need a way to zipline. Okay.
Well, we can get that. That's just a mechanical rigging up thing of a jigger.
Yeah, or
a technical thing of a jigger.
And,
well, like, anybody, because who has mechanical repair? Or, wait, that would be our pilot, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we could have access to him, have him make it, so.
Yeah. All right, I'll say you can actually use the the players not being used. Each one can use their skills twice.
Okay.
So he will rig out kind of a compressed nitrogen type gun.
Okay, sure.
Which was a thing actually.
Yeah.
They're actually going to have a Batman gun to get across.
They actually had there was a version of the M1 Garand that they could use. They use in the Navy for rope lines and things like that.
Essentially, he's rigging one up for you.
I saw one at a gun show. It was like $30,000.
Jesus.
So,
we had the original rope from.
So there's no role needed. There's no role needed for Kraus. He drives the truck up. Says, I don't think there's something wrong with this doohickey thingamajigger here.
Yeah.
He's like, could you please overcharge me and try to fix this?
Yeah.
And I'd like it back in the morning if I could.
Yeah. So he goes off, walking, make sure he doesn't get a ride from them, and then they hopefully.
And
all
it's
die.
A matter for you, just to get to the roof. Yeah, you know, it's. You know, you have to go into the department store and get access to the roof, which it's a simple sneak check. I'll give you a plus 25 to whoever makes the roll because it's a simple enough thing to get to get out of
12
the
out of 75.
Yeah, you because of you, it's easy to wait until someone just to get to the stairs going up and then
before we get there though, like long before while everything else is going on. Is it possible for me to call my cousin and meet up with him in between?
Get
like a short-barreled rifle or a carbine or something that would be easier to use inside than a 6-foot-long rifle.
You can get the Tommy gun.
But it uses submachine gun skill, and I could find something that's a little bit more powerful.
Oh, I see.
In terms of shooting through doors and things like
that. Okay,
what about the bar? Is that too big?
It's a machine gun.
That's a machine gun.
Oh, okay.
That's actually the biggest weapon you have.
I see.
Are you carrying that with you?
No, I've got Tommy guns.
Okay,
two of them.
I mean, if it's something where he's not going to be able to,
Well, you're not gonna.
I'm not going to be going guns akimbo with him. It's going to be I'm going to fire this one, and then when it jams, I will switch to this one.
What are you carrying with you?
I probably would just be the 38 because I have little to no gun skills. So.
I'm a doctor,
not a doorstep.
Although before we do this, can I actually?
I'll have two for
go ahead and prepare. That's like at least the core form that we would need, also, yeah. or any kind of.
You don't need to roll for it. You just preparing well, is that, making sure you've got bottles.
Well, have the bottle. Go ahead and actually get a couple sedatives right now. And actually, since just in case we do need to do any kind of extraction, a couple things with some of the impentathol. So since we have confirmed that it was around, so in case we need to pull information.
Well, also, somebody needs to. There needs to be a car nearby because some of the stuff you're going to make off with. He tells you is over 100 pounds.
Well, I'm the only one with the drive skill, so I guess that's me.
I mean, does he have anything that I could use?
Unless we can use an NPC to drive for us.
Actually, grandfather says he can act as a getaway driver.
Yay! NPC, do the NPC thing.
I think it'd be a good idea to do two cars.
Well, yeah.
Then we can split up.
The pickup truck only comfortably holds two people, and the back of that's going to be needed to carry everything away.
Okay, so I still need to be the getaway driver.
And
you'll drive the car, and then the rest of us can fight from the back of the car.
Okay, so
and
all right.
Screen the truck as it gets away.
Wait, so that means I'm going with you, or I have to stay behind?
You're coming with us.
Okay, good.
But yeah, you should probably have another car nearby.
You're also
okay,
the only
well,
one.
Grandfather would be the other car.
Yeah. Well, grandfather will be the guy driving the truck away.
Yeah.
Okay.
As he agrees, he thinks he agrees with Marsh. That'll be the best way to do it. Marsh is going to because when you're doing this, Marsh will be going into the city to take care of the other guy.
I also have rule question.
Yeah.
Given that I haven't played this game in years,
sure.
It says shots per round 1/2. Does that mean I can shoot once every other round?
What weapon is that?
30-06 bolt action.
I believe it's I think that's one round, like one round to aim. That means you have to aim and then fire.
Okay.
Yeah, it can be accurately fired every second, third, or third round. Yeah, every other round. Yeah.
Okay.
Can be accurately fired every second round. So you can fire once, and you have to aim around. You can do an unaimed shot though.
Okay.
Unaimed shot assumed. You can go with. Or two per round. Reduce the skill to one
hit. How many Thompsons? There were three Thompsons, right?
Yeah, so you could fire twice per round, but your skill would be 1/5 of normal.
Okay.
So that's new. Or that's not new, it's just I haven't looked at it. I also can, technically I can get off eight, if I hold two handguns, I could get off 8 shots per round, but I'd be using 1/5 of my skill. So,
mm-hmm.
I could go all John Woo.
Oh, David, also Marsh pulls you to the side and
understand.
He says, I understand you are preparing, he says you are preparing the Anders family.
Yes.
The weapons I have here are only a small fraction of what my family hid away. If you wish, I could send a shipment to them.
Oh, that would be very nice. At this point, I believe they have squirrel guns.
Well, but that won't do at all. I'll tell you what. After
well, you haven't seen our squirrels, so like rhinos.
Of course, I must be in the city to carry out my end of this bargain. Because by the time this is over, both of your targets will be eliminated.
Hooray!
And then says
and
then
you shall have your tablets.
Yes, indeed. So I shall deliver weapons to them. Says, my work will be complete and your mission will be complete.
Not entirely. We still need to train them.
Yes.
It's one thing to have weapons, but we kind of need to show them which end of the gun is the bad end.
Really, you're going to teach hillbillies how to use guns?
I'm going to teach hillbillies how to use assault weapons. They know how to use squirrel guns. I just want to make sure that they can use Thompsons.
Okay.
Yes. Of course. But anyway, I wish good luck to you.
And you as well.
And you have my word that by the time you are finished in there, Dr. Henry Lowe will be dead.
Yay! Murder! Hooray, Team Evil! That's us. We're the bad guys.
So, you have, okay, so, anyway, everything is in place by now? there's a you actually park your extra car off, you know, about a block away, easy to access.
Okay.
Because of you have snuck onto the roof of the department store. You are, of course, you're gonna have to duck down all day until night falls, so you're not seen. And
the art of not being seen.
I'll say, no, you don't need to roll. This is as long as you keep low.
Okay. No, I stand up. I'll make all the sneak checks.
And so finally, the sun goes down. It is now nine p.m. at night, and the Fisher House is across the street from you.
Okay. Well, we're waiting for the explosion. So.
Waiting.
Otherwise, we're just gonna look silly.
And time goes on.
Yeah.
Start to he told you it would go off. It would go off around 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
It gets to be about 9:20.
Uh-oh.
Still ticking. 9:25. Still nothing. 9:40 comes up. Boom!
God damn it!
It is.
Das Boom.
It's glorious. It is a glorious fireball.
Wait for the initial explosion to die down. So there's.
In fact, you actually see the truck kind of flip end over end, and land in a yard across the street, and power lines go down.
Right.
And there's a guy lighting a cigarette. As soon as it blows up across the street, he goes flying back 35 feet into a tree. He died.
You see?
It's cool. He died smoking, doing what he loves.
If he had lit that cigarette 5 minutes earlier, he'd still be alive.
And some
smoking would have saved
his life. And several guys wearing, wearing bathrobes and pajama pants come running out of the houses brandishing pistols.
Okay, let's zip line.
All right. You're going to need to make a shot to get that zip, to get your line across the street.
Rifle skill?
Rifle skill.
68 out of 80.
And yes, you have a zip line across the way. It's you secure it.
Mm-hmm.
Give me, I'll say, dex times 3.
God damn it.
Schmeg on a fucking stick.
Well, I made it.
I made it. Oh, my God.
And you too, Aaron. Dex times 3.
Oh, my God.
What's your dex?
15.
What's your dex?
9.
Dex times 3.
Dude, it's cool. I already failed it, and my dex is 15, so...
Can we use a climb check?
12. 12.
Can I just make a climb check to get across?
You have nothing.
Hold on.
Okay.
My dex is 9, Aaron. You have
13.
See? You're fine.
No, he's not. Dex times
12. It was 12.
Yeah,
your dex is 4?
Yeah.
Oh, my dex is 4.
How did you get in the rank? Oh, my God. How'd you get in?
I'm Gestapo. I'm there to look.
How can you?
I'm there to look sinister, smoke, and inject people.
Yeah, but
okay?
you cut yourself with your scalpel? I mean, like.
All right.
So Aaron
all right,
and I
dude.
Fall toward death.
Yes, that's exactly what happens. No.
Wait a minute.
No.
Great stereotype.
Let the Tom speak.
Okay.
No, for those that do you can either make. I'll give you the option of either a dex times 5 or a climb check. Those that fail. Now you just like you and David's. Whee!
That's my climb.
I may be a Nazi, but I know when to have fun.
98 out of 65.
Okay, I'm gonna get the climb. 71. I fall behind.
Okay, is there a way that we can keep them from falling to their deaths?
Well, they could just lose equipment. I mean, I don't know.
Yes, you're going. Each of you are going to lose at least one. Choose one piece of equipment to lose, or you're going to take damage.
How much? Well, how?
It's either.
Well, how high is the fall?
Is it like 4 stories?
You're coming down, so.
Well, was that? I was back.
So 3.5.
Yeah, so how high is the fall?
Well, I think
two
more
stories.
Likely what's going to happen is we're going to zip line and you guys are just going to miss the end of it and face plant on the roof.
No, actually, I'd say you could.
It's 2d6 damage. If it's 20, if it's 2 stories, it's 20 feet. 2d6 damage.
Well, the thing is, you could have had enough to actually properly secure yourselves, but because I'd say you'd probably end up doing that knowing. Okay,
so
and if you make
is...
a jumping check, you lose 1d6. You only lose 1d6 damage.
No, I'm actually going to say, since you would know that some of these people are klutzes and he's just a doctor, you can actually tie yourself to it, but essentially your landing sucked. So you'll be taking 1d6 damage when you upon hitting the roof.
You do a face plant.
So,
two!
You break your nose.
Four.
You take, okay, you take, so basically as you come crashing into the roof.
At some point in my life, ninjas I broke my nose.
No, you two are.
Well,
we're ninjas. Seven.
Wrong axis power.
Okay, so. All right.
I went to the doctor.
Aaron, I'll allow. I'll allow you to make two medicine checks on both of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you even breathe through your nose?
That's odd.
93. I'll say that's
my. Okay, that was would that be yours or his?
I'll say it's me. So
I get hit by it.
All right.
Yeah. No,
well, you only lost two. You lost four.
But I screwed up. But I'm.
Yeah, but you could choose which who go. Who
all right, I'll make the second roll. Let's see. 17. So
okay, is that for you?
Yeah, I'll make it for myself. So sorry, I can't heal you, Drew.
Huh?
I can't.
And
heal you, Drew.
Take back two.
Okay.
So you both lost two.
So I'm back up to nine.
But you are now on the roof of the Fisher House.
Cool. I got 12 points. I'm good for now.
So what do you do from here?
We go to the door and go down.
Well, you're
on the roof. Yeah.
But there's got to be it's.
No, well, there's New York brownstone. They generally do have a rooftop access
it's or locked. A fire escape.
No, there's a roof door. It's locked.
Oh yeah, that would make sense. Do any of us have locksmith?
No.
We all have it at 1%. Fuck.
Use the lock.
46.
Okay. Well, if there's still fire and stuff going on, I mean, we don't...
Well, isn't there a fire escape? Like, down the...
Actually, question. How much noise and panic is going on?
Are sirens going on?
Well, it's chaos down the street.
Okay, all right. Take it down.
Oh, wait, he silenced one of
let
the machine guns.
Let me kick it.
Okay, yeah, that's the same.
Why
by
kick?
I mean you.
Why kick it?
Because that's the only way to kick it down.
He can shoot the lock with his silent
kicking it would be quiet.
Yeah, that's
One problem with that is that I wasn't able to make the silencer.
Oh, okay.
I failed that roll.
Never mind.
Let's say a door is what, six?
So you didn't just do strength.
Duke Nukem the Mighty Boot!
Strength times five, David.
Strength times five? Made it. Oh, yeah. 0-3.
Oh, yeah, David just like boom.
Yeah.
No, it went back to... Headbutt it.
Nice.
Door's open.
Alright.
Give me listen checks. Okay. At a minus 10, because if there is chaos down below you.
Okay.
I make it.
No.
Made it.
Make it.
There are two voices down below.
Okay.
So there's at least two guys in here.
Okay.
Let's say, what are you?
Give the sodium. You're the sneaky guy here. You have the sodium.
You can tell it's a man and a woman.
Okay. Give the sodium pentothal to Drew.
Well, the chloroform probably. So.
Yeah, the chloroform to Drew, and Drew can knock a bitch out, and then
how is that? How would that work?
Too.
What skills would
that's
I
like
use?
Sneak? Well, sneak to get up to them, and then I would say sneak
probably
to them
like a dex check to put chloroform.
Yeah, to basically put the rags over their faces.
Well, depending on how they're positioned. So.
Yeah. So.
Well, like, but
if you get one of them, the other one you can just intimidate them to stay inside. That's like move and all, you know, shoot you. So.
All right. Well.
Intimidation.
Give me sneak. Okay, give me sneak checks at plus 20 because once again, chaos.
All right. Since that's the case, I think I'm gonna sneak with him.
Eight.
Oh yeah. Then you are a ninja.
Yeah, we're waiting for Drew to clear the way. So what does he see?
Spot hidden or?
Well, if they're talking, they're not gonna be hidden.
No, but I'll get spot hidden to actually glimpse and see their positioning.
Okay.
Or to just notice anything that might be around. I mean, this building is supposed... I mean, there might be traps.
Well, you can tell it's furnished completely like a house. Just like, you know, a family of brownstone. What'd you get?
76 out of 80.
Close. Close enough. Mm. There's a man and a woman. The guy is the closest one to you. They're apparently... Like, he's on a phone trying to get in touch with someone. Obviously. But it's obviously not get me the police. It's like this is Fisher House. I need a line to the director immediately.
I'm gonna wait.
What? No.
No.
If we cut the connection, they're gonna know something's wrong.
He's not connected yet. He's getting.
Well, yes,
a line.
But they're gonna know. But they're gonna know he wanted to go to talk to them.
Well, and also,
no. They don't know who's calling. I mean,
yeah,
take him down, and we will simply say it was a false alarm.
And also,
can learn some vital information about what's going on.
Speed is our friend.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll say.
Can I, without penalty? Can I, or would I need two hands in order to use the chloroform? Or could
yes, you need a. So I'll say dex times five to pull that off. Dun, dun, dun.
55 out of 75.
All right. And I'm going to need also a luck check.
26 out of 75.
Excellent. So the cloth, you whip the cloth around the guy, and the woman, you know, looks up and sees this. But luckily, you are, like, you're perfectly behind the guy when she turns with a double-barreled shotgun and fires both barrels.
Nice. I'm sorry. I just, yeah.
Just, the guy that you're chloroforming takes both barrels straight to the chest.
Why did I not just submachine gun them both at the same time? Well, why did I chloroform them?
We didn't know they were going to shoot at us.
Yeah.
Well, and you see that, and she's like, and a look of horror comes over her face.
How would
you
describe?
I push the body at her, whip up the submachine
okay,
gun,
now we're
and burst at all her right, face.
That's combat.
You're basically dex. Starting combat. What's your dex?
15.
You're going first.
Yeah, so he's doing the
submachine. How does a submachine gun burst work?
How many bullets do you want to fire?
How many bullets can I fire?
It's a 50-round magazine. It's the circular drum.
You don't fire all 50.
I'm not going to fire all 50.
She doesn't need all 50.
But I don't know how it works. I mean, according to the skill, what does bursting do?
Bursting lets you do more damage. And
essentially, you roll the hit, then roll the
C. You gain 5% for each bullet past the first. But
I'm going to fire 6 bullets.
Okay. You're already at point blank range.
Oh, am
you're
I really?
In the same room with her.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then what does point blank range do?
Doubles your skill.
Okay, well, then it's an 80. Fine. I'll just.
Yeah, you cannot miss.
Just a three round burst.
All right, fair enough.
So it's at 90. 54 out of 90.
All right, roll a 6. Basically, rolling a D3 to see how many bullets hit.
Okay.
3.
I doubt seriously there's any way she could possibly survive.
So it'd be 1d6 plus 2. Hold on, wait, no, it's 1d10 plus 2.
Right.
Three
so that's 3.
3d10.
No, but at the very least, it's 9.
Yeah, she how can't.
Many, okay.
Jess doesn't have to shoot up. She has just roll it.
Yeah.
All right, so basically 3d10 plus 6.
9, 15,
17
plus
23.
Plus 9, so...
23, yeah, you shred her.
Okay, we're going in speed mode now. Stealth mode is wrong.
Right. Well, I mean, she fired the shotgun.
I know. I didn't know she'd have a shotgun.
I'm assuming they're coming down.
I don't know. Well, it's hard to tell. There's a lot of noise outside.
No, I mean that.
And fire trucks.
Yeah, fire trucks.
Looting the bodies.
All right.
Just seeing identification, so on and so forth.
David, you take point.
I am
81 out of whatever skill that would be, which is
you
not good.
You don't need just searching the body. It's just searching the bodies. Do you search both of them?
Yes.
The man and the woman both each have a almost identical looking key on them.
Take them.
I'm assuming that those are tandem locks.
Now I'm going to require spot hiddens,
okay. Or
that's going to be a minus. That's going to be a minus 10.
Yeah, I still make it.
Still made it.
34 out of 70.
I make all the checks.
I made a 22 out of 50.
No.
Or that key would have unlocked the door upstairs.
No, it takes you several minutes of searching, but eventually you just happen to gravitate towards the closet.
Yeah.
Push some jackets aside, and there's actually a false back to it.
Ooh. Are there keyholes?
No, but there's two little small holes, just enough to get a finger in and pull it back. And actually, there's a steel door behind this behind the wood panel.
Is there still somebody on the phone?
That was that guy. And apparently, the phone never connected.
Okay.
Mm. Or at least he never got a hold of him, but the phone's still off the hook, unless someone put it back.
Hang it up.
We're cautious and perfect. All right, so we put the keys in through the little slots.
It's use the two fingers to, and there's a steel door with two keys.
Yeah. So we do that. We go through the.
And obviously, you have the keys. Turn them at the same time.
Yeah.
There's a click, and you kind of move like one of those safe tumbler wheels, and it slides open, revealing a staircase down.
All right, I'm going to go down the creepy staircase first.
It's a staircase.
Staircase. Okay.
Okay, have fun with that.
Yeah.
Very right. Narrow staircase.
All right.
What's your sneak?
I'll hit.
My sneak is 10.
Yeah, you sneak. You're a scout man. You're a sniper.
Maybe I should go first. But he wants to go first.
No, that's one where...
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
29 out of 50. Unless then we still have that bonus.
Okay, so you're sneaking?
Then me, then Aaron's taking
through. Give me a listen check. If you make both, then...
62 out of 25.
Okay, so you're sneaking.
So that's failure of failures.
We're sneaking.
Can I make a listen check?
He's taking point. Mm-hmm. But so it's going to be, so you're not going to notice till you're right there, but then you hear you go down, basically, it feels like three flights of stairs down into, which leads into a very narrow.
Is it dark? Are there lights?
There's lights.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you finally hear someone talking right when you get, like, basically 10 feet away from him.
Oh, goddamn.
Because essentially it's a hallway that stops and then goes off in either direction, and you can hear a voice coming from that way. And it's essentially you hear someone, it sounds like on the phone, on there, like, says, okay, like, what's the situation up there? Like, was it a bomb? Tell me the gas station blew up. What? Gas stations don't just blow up.
Chloroform.
I can give it a try. Mm-hmm. Probably not going to work. Oh, wait, it was Dex times 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Spot hidden first. Peek around and just... Mm-mm.
Okay.
See, make sure he's, don't want to go around and find out that there are three guys in the room.
Captain America.
95 out of 80. I don't see shite. Mm.
Nope.
And Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
78 out of 75. Wait, hold on. Yeah,
all right, so you
best
come around.
Best team ever.
And you get the guy, the four from Reagan, he sees you, and the gun comes up.
Oh, snap.
He's going to get one shot at you.
Wait, you failed your check?
Yeah.
I failed both of them.
Oh, snap.
And somehow the shot goes wide.
You got point blank range?
Yeah, 94.
Okay, yeah. That's not
jam the rag in his face.
So now combat starts again.
Jam the rag in his face. 33.
Yeah, and your...
Damn you, Eclipse Phase!
Your dex is higher than...
Damn you, Eclipse Phase!
So you actually rush forward. Essentially, you ignore the shot that goes over your shoulder.
Be quiet! I'm being...
What kind of gun is it?
It's a 38.
This bag smell weird to you.
Then slit his throat.
Just in case it was Dirty Harry, .44 Magnum.
Strangle him with his own intestines.
Well, okay, I mean, he's unconscious now.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You're gonna,
is that your Nazi? That's being your Nazi. Yeah.
I guess they heard the shot, though, so they're probably coming down.
Yeah.
And, anyway, so the guard was sitting at a desk. Yeah. It's like a lonely desk. And behind him is an elevator door.
Yeah. Is it moving?
No, not right now.
Oh, that's good.
David, in there, travel down, spray.
Buy yourself, Dave. Good luck. We'll be up here. We'll cover the rear.
Oh, Lord, you guys. You're the best spies ever.
We are.
Dude,
obviously.
I did okay on that first chloroform attempt. I did really good on that one. And
yeah,
the shit just hit the fan.
And you didn't get shot. You didn't get shot because the FBI guy couldn't fire for shit.
All right, so I guess we're all going
it's
down
cool.
The elevator.
It wasn't a German Shepherd. I was fine.
Yeah. And, give me spot hidden, actually, because there's no button on it.
38 out of 80.
Yeah,
no.
55.
All right, those of you who make it, you're...
Oh, actually, I did. 22.
Sorry. So all of you, let's look under the desk. Button's there.
Are there any of them labeled?
It's under the... There's one button under the desk.
Sorry, I thought you said there were multiples. So.
We should kill that guy anyway, even though it was chloroformed him. Yeah. We should chloroform him more.
Here, why don't you just punch him until he stops breathing? That's nice and quiet.
Oh, yeah, break his neck.
Yeah, I'll say, coup de grace. Okay. Just to make sure, strength times 5. Just for shits and grins.
Made it.
He's dead. And there's a... It's like,
did he have any,
baby, don't
say. Did he have anything on him? Like, things?
Yeah, he has an FBI badge.
Well, that's fun. Let's take that.
Does he have any sets of keys or anything like that?
Actually, no. Apparently, yeah, his job was to activate the button when it's required of him.
Okay.
Secret decoder ring?
Real quick, check the desk drawers, see if
there's no drawers. It's a
table.
It's a desk, but there's a desk with no drawers, just a button. So, and there's only one button on the elevator, on the inside. There's push it and down you go.
Is there a door in
the
top?
I stand behind David.
Fair enough.
I'm going to stand directly in front of the door.
No, like above, up top.
A hatch.
A 90-year-old woman with a
climb up the hatch.
Forehead.
Oh, you know, in the elevator?
Yeah.
No, there's to get to the top of the elevator car, but nothing above.
Yeah, that's
that.
What I mean.
Okay, you want
to? I'm going to ride down on the top, and I'm going to recommend that everyone else do the
same
thing.
Give me a climb
thing.
Check.
Yeah, I don't want to risk it.
Strength.
Yeah,
eight.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Sorry, you're
I'm asking. Climbing up.
Odd three.
I'm climbing.
Do you know
up
do you know how dangerous that actually is?
Yeah, it's pretty.
In
dangerous.
Fact, one you take a point of damage for
okay.
It too.
No, I'm sorry. Strength 8, dex 4, no, I'm not doing it.
But the elevator goes down, it seems like about 6 stories. Finally, you know, and you know, that's, you know, doors slide
it's
open.
Very dark.
Actually, it's very well lit down here.
I mean, very deep. Sorry.
Yes.
And we've got
and
3 thompsons pointing at the doors.
And you, and there are boxes.
Oh, thank God.
Thousands of them.
Oh my God, the Ark of the Covenant.
It's
here.
Essentially, imagine, it's like an aircraft hangar-sized room.
Spot oh, hidden, man. Looking for people moving.
We're going to have top men look for it.
20!
Odd 6.
Odd 3.
28. I take the Grail, the Excalibur, and Elvis Presley's time travel corpse. No?
No. No, boss.
The contents of a lava lamp.
Formula.
Okay.
I made my spot hidden.
Actually, you don't see or hear anyone.
Okay.
The electrified corpse of President Garfield.
Alright, so are any of these crates labeled?
They're all labeled.
Okay, what are they labeled? Are they all
letters and numbers.
We don't know which one the tablets are.
Actually, okay, in the center of this room is actually a small enclosed room.
Okay.
Of all these boxes. It's okay. It almost looks like a concrete pillbox in the middle of this warehouse.
So look
okay.
If there's anything.
I check for traps.
We'll look around and see if there's anything related to a directory. So.
I see nothing.
There's boxes everywhere.
That
That's all you
one?
See.
That's an 81.
Oh, 81.
Slight difference.
Yeah.
I don't see anything, so I boldly walk into the pillbox.
There's a single steel door locked.
Sad face.
Actually, do you try to see if your keys will work on that one?
Do they?
No.
Sad face. Are there any side offices or any rooms built?
Actually, this seems to be the only other room in this whole warehouse.
Dude, door kick.
Might as well.
Essentially, the elevator arrived, and you're kind of in the center, like the center of that wall.
Yeah.
And directly ahead of you is the pillbox, and directly behind that, on the opposite side, is a big steel sliding door.
Okay. Go open the sliding door. Well, I'll open it up a little and peek through it. Can I?
No,
can I?
It's
locked.
It's locked too.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to door kick the pillbox.
Actually,
open.
And actually, give me listen checks at your level.
Oh, okay.
Make
15.
Yes.
If you're as you're looking at that, you hear something like a shk, then
some
any spot hiddens. Just yeah. You know.
Fuck.
43 out of 80.
Nope.
5.
16 made it.
Yeah, actually, you look back. Those make you look back just in time to see a sliding latch on the pillbox open. Then something's closed again.
Somebody's in there.
Some bitch.
Get the dynamite, blow it open.
Yeah, we might damage this thing we're trying to get. That's kind of a problem. So.
Knock, knock, knock.
Yeah, we're trying to get relatives here. We just have to fight the fence. Oh well. Can we come in?
Actually, I hear like you know a little hatch slides up on the door.
Yeah.
An object's thrown out.
I dive. I jump out of the way. I immediately.
Next time's 5 checks, everybody.
So
I make it by 2.
Oh, I made that one.
No, 98.
Unfortunately, I didn't make my 20.
Oh, well, the. Well, then you're hit by shrapnel from the grenade that was just thrown out of the door.
What did the grenade do? Why did you bring me along?
To patch him up after the grenade blew up.
Yeah, and myself.
Holy shit!
What?
This is the dumbest ass grenade I've ever seen. 2 damage.
Tom Church, everyone!
Yay!
I can roll well for myself, but I can't roll to kill any of you.
Back to 7.
I really don't have a problem with this.
I do. Where's my immersion? If Aaron doesn't die, I don't feel this is a real Call of Cthulhu.
Alright.
I'm sorry. God!
Okay, give me idea checks.
Okay.
60 out of 60.
14.
Fuck, no.
8.
You can tell that there was nothing very special about it. It was just like lifting up a small latch, mm-hmm. Which means it was probably lifted by hand.
Yeah.
So if it opened again, you got something in it, it would not be able to close.
Stick the rifle in there.
Fuck no!
Grenade. Holding off on...
Oh, yes, you do have six hand grenades.
Yeah. I've pulled the grenade, or the pin, holding onto the handle. We're still here.
No, 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 we don't want to throw a grenade in there because that'll damage whatever we're trying to get. You stick a gun barrel in it, and then it won't be able to close.
Oh, wait, that's even better.
That's what I was thinking, yeah, and then...
Wait a second, the whole thing is made out of concrete, right?
It's like a pillbox, yeah. Except for the door, which is steel.
The door is locked? What's the lock look like?
Yeah, there's. It's not on this side of the door.
Oh, so
like there's no keyhole or anything?
No. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's
be barred or something like
that.
What
you imagine, I guess, I'll still go off those same idea checks. There's probably one guy. There's probably a way to open it from the outside, but it's a very well. It's probably like a button hidden somewhere in there. But it's mainly a guy's on duty in there and only opens the door when someone comes to relieve him. There's probably an emergency release somewhere, but you'd have to search this whole place. And that would take hours, if not days.
Can I make an... Will the 30-06 shell penetrate the door?
No.
No, it's a steel door.
And also, how big was that?
Like, he slid something open to look out.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, theoretically, you think you could probably get a shot through that slap, that latch.
Yeah,
but that's he'd have to be looking through it.
And also, how big is the?
You know, that's a good idea.
The grenade out of
since he had
enough to toss a grenade out.
Okay, you handle the thing that he threw the grenade through.
If we're not trying to damage anything,
I'm going to aim the Thompson right at it and wait for him to flinch.
Like throw the other bottle of chloroform in there.
Ah,
and completely gas him out.
Oh yeah, that'll work.
So.
But we still need to find a way to open the door out here.
Well, if we...
Are you right by the door, like, against the concrete?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We are now.
He can't see you right now.
He can't see that. So if we do that, give him another opportunity to try to throw a grenade. You jam it. Somebody throws the bottle in and pretend to be dead. And then hopefully that will gas him out.
We probably don't have to fake that. Aaron and I probably are moaning in pain.
Oh, we're Germans. Oh.
All right, so basically... He has to be able to see you before he'll try to throw another grenade. So
okay.
Someone would have to run in front. Basically, would have to be the
not me.
Someone in front run, but to go in front in like in his line of sight.
Who has the best dex?
Actually, I will.
Can we share?
Oh, he will.
I will.
Okay, so essentially, there's no roll here, David. It's just you're just gonna have to stand in front of the door to get him to throw a grenade at you.
Bluff. Oh, there
draw
are. Hold on, wait. I've got.
Think of it like a wow. You have to draw the aggro.
Does that, can I get set up to try and shoot? If he opens the door?
Well, shooting, there's...
It's going to ricochet,
probably. You'd be lucky to hit anything.
But I just need you to be there to
gas him. Yeah, with the chloroform, we could gas him out.
I need you to be there.
We're
going to
throw the chloroform and gas him.
And actually, I need Ross... Well, somebody else needs to throw it because I don't trust my dex, so...
It's a throw.
It's
the throw, be a throw skill.
Let me see.
Oh, I don't know that. Sure.
Yeah, 25%. Anybody else have any higher?
My dex is 9. I have no points.
No, it's throw.
It's basically throw. 5. Or actually, if I'm hiding right underneath it, basically when he opens it, would I get any bonuses for just tossing it in the hole?
Yeah, you have a bonus. I'll give you a point blank range bonus for that.
Okay.
So it'll be 50.
I can deal with that, Tom.
Mm-hmm. If I'm standing in front of the slat that he opens up...
No, you have to be far enough away that he can see you and throw a grenade at you. Essentially, all you can do is just stand there and be the incentive for him to throw a grenade, which means hope that they do it first.
Okay. What I was going to ask, is it possible that I can get a shot off with a 45?
Not. It'd be this through that little tiny hole, which he's probably not even going to be in front of.
I mean the slider that he has to look out.
He's not going to be using that. There are two parts of it. Anyway, he's going to throw the grenade. While he's throwing the grenade, you're going to throw in the chloroform?
Yes. Since
so,
we had two bottles, one that we could actually use with the rags and as spare. So if I just break the bottle in there, that should...
So we'll go against... opposing throw rolls. You will be at point blank. He will not. But he actually has some points in it, so I'll say...
Lower number wins?
Yeah, lower number wins.
And I'll say this right now. Ladies and gentlemen who are listening to Unspeakable, if you're not familiar with RPPR at this moment, this is the moment where I get a 99, it bounces back, shatters against me, and then kills me.
Oh, it would just knock
this,
you unconscious.
This is normal.
Now, the grenade he threw out would probably
kill. Of course, we'll have to kill you if you do that, because if you're unconscious, we won't have enough. We won't be able to carry you.
Right? Here we go!
Uh, 15. I actually make it.
And he Holy actually crap. Didn't. He got rolled a 44, which means he didn't make it. So Aaron somehow gets like slide opens up, and you just chuck it in there, and it shatters.
And now, he drops the pin grenade, the unpinned grenade, and
now let's see. You know, I'll make he'll have to make a con. You know, I'll say con times two.
Well, yeah.
Since it's the full bottle, so.
And he does not.
And there's also the grenade.
Actually,
actually, he failed his roll, so it's your, and then you're pretty sure you're a soft metallic clatter. And then, silence.
Okay, so.
Shit. Okay, but we
Except it goes, seconds go by. More than five, so he probably didn't pull the pin on it.
And how long would it take to allow that to dissipate, so?
Well, once we open the door, we don't have to worry about it. We can just rush in and grab whatever.
Okay, so?
And we put rags over our faces or whatever.
Yes.
And so the first thing is getting the door open. If we need that hatch open, we can probably get a hand in and try and figure it out. Who has the smallest size? My size is 12.
11.
It's not
17.
Yeah.
15.
I am okay. Wallowing.
Eric, it's me.
Well, okay, let's go to the latch and see the hatch. And can we get that? Can we just, with our fingers or our knives or whatever, just pry it open?
Aaron. I will call this...
Actually, luck check to see if we have any rope.
We have the zip line. Well, no,
what do we need a rope for?
Because I'm assuming it's a turn wheel.
You don't know. It's the locks are not on this side.
Okay, well, look in through the hole.
Your head won't fit in there.
Okay.
You're going to basically reach your arm in.
Okay,
Actually, it's going to be a... I'll say it's a... what's your size again?
11.
Yeah, okay, it's... You can reach in there. Give me a dex times 5.
Okay. Critical failure. I break my wrist.
I'm not going to be that cool.
77. No. So
thank God this isn't Eclipse face.
Yeah. That
okay. I'll also say someone at size 12 could also do it.
So.
Oh. Who's at size 12?
That's Ross.
Yay.
What's
okay.
yours?
15.
Okay. All right. So what do I have to... What
dex times 5.
45% chance. I make it 18 out of 45.
Yeah, you feel along really. You are at a very awkward trying to get a candy bar out of a vending machine angle, and finally you find the latch and just pull it. Yeah, and with all your pull it up and you hear it latch and then the door opens.
Who's the Ubermensch? I'm the Ubermensch.
Hold
I'm
the door
the
open.
Ubermensch.
Just in case.
And then a wave of chloroform
fumes
rolling out.
Ross, you know what? If it didn't work, we could have done snake hands.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. You probably, yeah. You...
I could have done crazy snake hands, but then all of you would have had to make snake sand chicks.
Yes, you would.
And would have gone crazy. And then
well, no,
to be
you,
fair,
you,
we wouldn't you, have seen anything.
Yeah, you could just put one. Well, I'm assuming if one goes, the other
He would have been so. Chanting there for, like, you know, for around.
Excuse me. I I'm trying something. just close your eyes.
So,
who are the hissing? The
door is now open.
Cover your ears and hum Deutschland, Deutschland über alles.
And when you see the bite-ridden corpse of the guy there, just ignore him.
Okay, so anyway.
You could have told us to go and scout.
So, okay, you're now... You have successfully entered the central room. And there are filing cabinets. Many of them.
Oh,
library.
I checked the body.
Library use.
All of them are labeled by year.
1928.
You find it's easy enough. You find the 1928 cabinet.
Yeah,
it is locked. All the cabinets.
I'm checking the body right now.
Yeah,
the guy's unconscious. And yes, actually, he has a set of keys.
Toss the key to the Ross.
He has a set of keys on a chain.
Break his neck, by the way. Anyways,
dead.
Look,
Aaron, you torture people. Don't give me that.
Yeah,
you're a Nazi.
Well, no.
At least we're killing the people, you know, humanely, as opposed to shaving off parts of them with a.
Yeah,
I didn't even do that. I took the soft approach with our guy.
Okay, so there's
he's dead now.
Okay, so the 1928.
Yeah,
and yes, there are many files in them, case files.
Okay,
and basically they're by state, and then like each file section by state.
Okay,
and then there's different, but of course I guess you look for Massachusetts.
Yeah, Massachusetts.
You find that,
yeah,
and you actually there's actually Boston, and then.
While he's doing this, can I first aid myself?
Well, I can actually do medicine again.
He can do medicine again.
I've got first aid, too.
Okay, I'll say, while he's searching through the files, you can make two rolls, one for you, one for him.
I'm going to keep an eye on the elevator just in case.
Wait, just a sec. On you, you get back 3.
Well, actually, it was on him.
Okay, so you get back 3. And Aaron,
48, made it again.
You get back one. Okay, we're doing what?
Okay, keeping an eye on the elevator door just in case somebody's coming.
What are you covering it with? Thompson?
Thompson. And I'm also going to check that little pillbox.
Checking the door, the room, or?
Well, the bunker. Checking to see what other kinds of grenades he had in there.
There's a box of a dozen hand grenades. There's also two shotguns on a shelf. There's a 45 in a glass case with with like four magazines next to it.
In case of Nazis, break glass.
I've grabbed the 45.
Grabbing the 45 and
the magazines.
Shotguns for everybody.
Okay.
And give me one instance where having too many grenades is a bad thing.
Burning building.
You're on fire.
Yeah.
After that one guy from Raising Arizona.
Well, you know what? We can probably use these grenades more than they can.
Yeah.
Okay, Dave, Ross.
Yeah.
You don't really need it all because it's a very easy filing system to understand.
Okay.
And they... Then they give it. They actually these files. They're basically case files, heavily redacted most of them. But there's also But next to them, there's a itemized list of evidence confiscated.
Yeah.
Which doesn't list what it is, but it actually has. Essentially, there are four boxes from the Innsmouth raid.
Yeah.
Here, which are just labeled by letters and numbers.
Okay.
But then there's also a corresponding list to. It's where you can find these boxes.
Okay.
They're listed as IM-161, IM-036, IM-113, and IM-107.
All right, each of us gets a box. Yep. We all go and get one.
MLK,
luck rolls to have Aaron not find the box that weighs 100 pounds.
Well, no, Dave is covering the door, so...
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
If you'll tell me where the box is, I will go pick it up.
Well, we don't get one, because we'll see if we can get that, so...
All right, so each one's going to your box.
Okay.
Aaron, you reach, I'll say, actually, give me...
Just go in order. Just have us go in order from top to bottom. Aaron will grab
Would it just be a library use to actually go by the numbers to find it?
No, I'll say, Aaron, you arrive at IM-161.
Okay.
Oh. It's a pretty large, very heavy box.
Okay.
110 pounds.
Okay, well, exactly. What would be the check to carry it?
Strength times three.
Three?
Okay. What is your strength?
Eight.
Acht!
24%.
We're all German. We should be doing these numbers in German.
No, we shouldn't. Grandfather said never use any German.
That's right, he did.
Well,
I'm not saying grandfather.
Before I take the box, is it just like a cardboard box?
No, it's a wooden shipping crate.
Oh.
That big.
Is it oh, fuck. Okay.
How big are these? Are these?
But there's a metal padlock on it, but it's a wood.
Will it fit in the elevator?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, also, I don't want to take.
But it wouldn't fit up the narrow staircase you came in.
Okay.
We went down the elevator.
To get to the elevator, you had to go through that narrow back up.
Shite
on
a mug.
Okay, then I'm going to look around. He said it was to a wooden crate, right?
Shoot the
So go ahead and see if I can actually get the binding off.
I'll say there's crowbars. You can get crowbars, too.
Yeah, just go ahead and pry it off. So.
All right.
Never did this.
Yeah, that's, I need a roll. You can just pry it off. Lift it up. There are two big stone tablets in there.
Ooh, sick.
And each one's, you figure, each one's about, you figure said. 60 pounds
at
least.
I would like them.
Okay.
And very kind of very strange black stone, actually.
Is what they're made out of.
And whatever language is carved into these things, it's certainly not anything you're familiar with.
Okay. Are there any kind of carts around that were used to bring in these?
Yeah, cargo trolleys.
Okay. Segway. See if I can get them onto the cargo trolley.
Golf carts.
Strength times three. Did you make it?
Well, no. Since I'm lifting only these one at a time before putting them on, can I get a higher bonus?
Nope.
Okay. Oh, my hernia.
Yeah, this is heavy.
So
okay, Drew.
Once I hear that, can I walk over and pick them up for him?
Yeah, we'll get to you in a moment. Drew, you are at IM-036.
036! What a wonderful number.
It's a smaller crate, about that big, that wide, that tall. 30 pounds. What's your strength?
12.
You can lift 30 pounds.
Okay.
So, do you open it?
Do we have any idea of what these things are?
Nope. It was just listing evidence taken and what.
So I could open the box and it could be there could be half a dozen things in there.
There could be any number of things in there.
Okay.
You don't know what's in those.
Then boxes. I'm just gonna grab the box and go.
All right, Ross, yeah. You are at box IM113.
Yeah.
It's actually smaller than that one. About the size of a small suitcase.
Okay.
Wooden crate.
All right. I open it up.
Open it up. It has three stone figurines in it.
Can I recognize who these figurines are?
Make a roll.
21.
Crazy snake hands.
Is that a cult?
Yeah, that definitely passed on a cult.
Yeah. Actually, you do recognize one of them.
Yeah.
It's from some of your occult studies. Actually, back from a. You remembered it from some story from Australia.
Yeah.
A fishing trawler found adrift at sea, and the one survivor actually had a figurine almost identical to one of them in here.
Yeah.
And, you saw the pictures of it that were kind of circulated through the academic community.
Humanoid with wings and
yeah.
squid head, squid face. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You found it on the
internet. Are these things that small enough that I can pocket, or do I have to?
They're about. That big.
Okay.
There's three of them.
Okay.
20 pounds altogether.
Are they actually in a suitcase that I can carry all of them at once, or not?
They were in a crate.
They were in a crate.
But you probably have bag,
Okay. Backpack, I put them in my inventory slots.
Knapsacks with you.
Yeah.
Okay, which of course then leaves IM107.
Ooh. Oh yeah, I get that too. Since that's my job.
Okay, you're watching the door, or yeah. Are you helping? You're helping him.
Uh-oh.
He's going to help Aaron.
Is it possible that I can help Aaron but still keep an eye on the door?
No.
When I get up there, I can cover the door and you can go help Aaron.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
So, you get those... Are you taking the tablets or the whole box?
Stupid question. My crate will fit through the narrow staircase.
Oh, I'm taking any Smith papers with us that we had in the filing cabinet. I'll just put them in one of the crates. A bag so that they won't know.
Okay, well, actually, there's still one more.
And also, how are we who's getting going to out of
there's
this,
one
though?
More.
Oh, there's one more box?
There's one more box.
I will go grab that box as well. No,
actually, I can grab that box on the way because you're...
Sounds good.
Why don't you take over the door guard for me? I'll grab that one.
Well, actually, can I walk past that on my way to the door and carry both boxes, possibly?
You could.
Okay.
I'm the Mountain Omid. Why don't you let me?
Because it's on the way and I can just have both crates there.
Unless this one also weighs 100 pounds.
But if that weighs 100 pounds, then I can just leave it there and continue on. And 59. I don't know why I rolled. You didn't ask for anything.
For what?
I don't know.
So you're just going to the other box?
Yes.
All right. The other box, IM107, is a very small box.
Okay.
It's only 3 pounds.
I'll just pop it up on top of the other one.
Okay. Don't you open it or just leave it closed?
No, not
open it. Come on.
It looks like a heavy leather bound journal.
Oh, okay. Well, it's on top of the thing, and we're going.
Okay. Well, okay. I will go grab the two stone slabs for Aaron.
Okay.
Okay. And
roll strength times three.
There's also the cover actually looks like they have initials. The cover looks like it has initials engraved on it. BM.
I am not going to make any, but blissfully ignorant, just doing what I'm, okay. I am good Nazi soldier. Not Nazi
right.
soldier. Good Wehrmacht soldier. Doing
right.
my job and not looking
in the... A phone room. Rings in the central pillbox.
Hi, how are you? We're okay.
Any of us have fast talk? None of us have fast talk.
Go!
Actually, none
Go!
Of us are interrogating.
Might as well.
Go!
You're answering it? Okay. Yeah.
He's the only person here actually, who has succeeded at fast talk rolls.
Pick it up.
It's just like, what is it? Like, this is like, this is Hoover. What the hell's going on down there?
The hell's a vacuum salesman doing?
I heard a little bit of chatter from upstairs. So
give me an English check, by the way.
What's your English?
70. 24.
Okay, good. You don't do something I say. Well, I came down the lift.
Well,
like, in America, actually, we see elevator, damn it.
For that, I think I might even...
Give me the name of your family. They're going to a camp.
Had a little bit of commotion upstairs, sir.
Put on Dora the Explorer.
Yay!
From what I understand, there was an explosion.
Like, who is this?
Look at the guy's name tag.
Do you have an ID? Or he had to have a wallet.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, he had an ID.
Yeah.
What's it say?
Wachowski. Yeah, Jack Wachowski.
This is Wachowski, sir.
Like, all right, well, like, why don't you tell me? Why don't you tell me why I'm getting a general alert down there?
Gosh.
Fast talk.
Tell the truth. The gas station blew up.
Well, I didn't hit anything down here. Are you sure you're getting a general alert? Everything looks fine on my end. That explosion must
be... Two agents were found shot to death inside Fisher House.
Shite on a mother...
Well, then I should probably stay on alert, sir. Thank you very much for your call.
Sit tight there. I got U.S. Army troops on their way down.
Excellent. How many troops?
Two, not three.
Two, not three what?
We killed three. All three platoons are on their way down.
This has been a great game, Chuck.
Excellent.
Is there any chance I can learn summon Azathoth right now? From those tablets? Any chance? I'm going to read the tablets. I'm going to read the fuck out of them. The time that I have, I am going to read them and just... love everyone.
Is there any back entrance? Wait, to that sliding wall in the back, though.
Can I learn a gate spell?
That's the only way they're going to...
Wait a minute.
Give me
an idea, Chuck, please.
God, no. Wait a second. Just all three platoons in that one tiny elevator?
They're going to have to come through the back.
Impale, I got a 5. I'm going to be okay.
Follow me, please.
God damn it.
Can we pause this real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll pause it. We'll be right back.
After these messages from our sponsors.
Have smoke. After they checked in.
Well, they would have begun.
And we're back.
With all due respect, this to Director Sud, do you think that all three platoons are going to fit in that tiny elevator?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me what's with that ridiculous accent?
Oh, come on. He can make his English check.
He did. No, it's well. He's choosing an accent.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, whatever.
You're not just speaking English. You're trying to speak with some kind of accent.
I get bored and lonely.
You didn't get to hear this guy speak on the other end.
I'm auditioning next week on Broadway. Thank you very much for the fun.
So anyway, Ross. Yeah, you've got that.
Yeah,
you picked that up.
Okay.
But yeah, there's probably at least a platoon of soldiers coming.
I heard
that. And then, of course, the elevator.
Ross doesn't
you hear the
have
elevator
anything.
Goes back up.
Do these guys have any... Were there any more grenades in here?
Yeah,
there are a lot.
There's
of a dozen.
Yeah, there's 10 of them now. Actually, no, he only threw one.
Can I
have
your knife, good doctor?
Yeah, you have a scalpel in there.
Well, it's like, what do you need a knife for? What is a knife going to do against the combined forces of the American military industrial complex?
What kind of German are you?
That term hasn't been
I pointed my gun at the traitor.
Gentlemen.
I know that.
I'm a time traveler. I pointed my gun at the traitor and prepare to pull the trigger.
Gentlemen, I'm kind of on the phone here.
The Fuhrer has entrusted me with certain secrets and certain... knowledge that would prove invaluable, but I need your knife in order to make use of it.
We're all fine down here.
Actually,
so,
psychology roll on him.
Conversation anyway.
Psychology roll on him to see if he's in his right mind or if this is a panic mode issue. Because
I'll hand him my combat knife.
Oh, okay. I'll take a combat knife.
No, I see nothing.
I've got my gun pointed at
the
unbelievers.
And stab it and get a lot of blood.
Alright, what are you going to store it in?
I'll use a rag. I'll soak a rag in blood.
No, it's this guy was on duty. There's a coffee cup.
Okay, yeah, I get a coffee cup full of blood.
Do we need sand checks for him bleeding a
it's just blood.
Yeah.
No,
you're Gestapo.
No, but no, why are you getting a cup of blood? This is not
he's
the time.
Thirsty.
So, okay.
Anyways,
so.
I go to the elevator and make the sign.
Okay.
What sand check? How many magic points or sand points does it cost? Anything?
No, it's just
fuck that's that worries me. But
yeah, okay. He's drawing it with his finger on the elevator door.
Yeah.
Some weird symbol in blood.
I am going to resolutely turn my back, put my fingers in my ears, and just say, tell me when the screaming is over.
I'm not
Everyone
so sure.
Get behind cover. Everyone get behind cover.
Another psychology sure check on him. 61.
There are three platoons coming down here, right?
Well, probably just one
the
platoon.
The Fuhrer trusts me, and you...
I'm not saying I don't trust you. I'm saying there are two entrances to this room, and this entrance... how big is the elevator?
I thought the elevator was the only way in or out of
the room. No,
there's also
the big
steel sliding doors.
Okay, well, I'll paint another one on the other door.
No, while he's painting the elevator, I'm going to carefully.
Well, then, actually, as you're finishing up when you see the elevator car coming back.
Well, because we wouldn't have seen the elevator going
back. Actually, well, the thing is, and you're finishing, you see there's 15 armed U.S. Army troops.
Okay, to be fair, I don't know. I think we should have gotten a warning that the elevator went up first.
No, he did. He did say that.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah. And then...
And I missed it. My bad.
They open right in front of you.
Yeah.
And,
I put my hands in the air.
And it's like freeze!
Shutting
like, don't
the
move!
Box.
And well, the first one comes out, and you're actually close enough to see... It's like suddenly all the blood vessels in his eyes just burst. And then... and then there's that sound. And then...
The more you...
And, actually, you actually see.
I'll make my sand check.
Yeah, everyone makes sand checks. No. Just
yeah,
you.
Let's
well,
the
I'm thing. There.
Well, yeah. No, yeah. We're all seeing.
And you lose one upon seeing this. And then he opens his mouth, and a blood-curdling shriek comes out of it.
Okay.
And the gun drops.
Yeah.
And he starts clawing at his face.
I'm backing away. My hands.
And then suddenly, all of the other troops in there, their rifles drop to the ground. And they start doing things to themselves.
Okay,
Everyone, give me a sand check.
I'm just running.
Do you try and roll under or over?
As I said, I was turning my back.
No,
David, it's in my ears.
You can't.
47.
No way. You
failed the hell out of that.
I'm sane as I will get. Them.
All right, those of you who succeed lose two.
Woohoo!
Those of you who fail. Lose 8.
God.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think I've reached my...
That's temporary insanity.
Yeah.
What? How?
I only lost 2.
If you lose 5 in 1 hour of game time, or a 5th in an hour.
Got it.
But
I'm good.
I'm fine.
That was really cool.
So those... Okay, so Aaron, you... You fail?
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so Aaron, you happen to look in the elevator, seeing these about a platoon's worth of U.S. Army troops.
Yeah.
Suddenly, like the first one you see starts clawing at his face.
What kind of guns do they have?
Well, you don't know. Anyway, so you, of course, are seeing, like, they're pulling their faces off, and there's something under the skin. That's something that is not human. Yeah. And, they're like, just gleefully pulling skin off. And and hurling it in like throughout the room, cackling,
it,
and cackling like laughter that turns into inhuman sounds that are not
they're
from
not
any
men.
Creature,
a cacophony.
Mm-hmm. So you're just frozen in place, seeing this. Everyone else who succeeds, you just see them clawing at their skin. One guy actually tries to sinks his fingernails into his eyes, and is. They're just shrieking in utter mortal terror. You know, one guy just takes his knife and just starts stabbing himself.
I'm not watching. I'm just like, I've run for cover. I just hope they don't get a stray shot off at me. I'd die for cover.
That's their concern.
I don't know. I'm the one who was right in front of the elevator. I'm just getting...
You got more blood now.
And you see that there's another guy. He's just repeatedly smashing his head into the concrete wall. Yeah, and more blood starts splatting out.
You can erase it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And of course, then there's a slight sound of like glass being broken inside of a handkerchief as his teeth shatter. And in about 60 seconds, it's finally over.
Yeah.
Well, you don't see that every day.
That was incredible.
Still frozen.
And the last thing you see is one of them now, like just a ragged creature with like shreds of human skin hanging off its hide, turns and just runs its arms outstretched, running at you. And it just as it grabs you, you drop to the ground screaming. And then he suddenly, you see him just drop to, he was frozen in place, then dropped to the ground screaming.
Oh, he's listening. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yes, it is a very terrible weapon, one we should not...
As I'm...
As you see...
And finally, the guy, they just need to look now, they stopped screaming, the one guy who was banging his head is sliding wetly, face first, down the wall.
Okay, I erase the symbol.
And actually, there's one, like, the elevator doors keep trying to close, but can't.
This is perfect! We should have thought of that before, because if the elevator doors couldn't close, the elevator couldn't go back up.
Yeah.
We could have jammed it down here.
This is true, but...
By the way, Ross, you're pretty sure the statuette with you is rather pleased with you.
Oh, my God.
It's like you're pretty sure you're getting a nice, warm vibe from it.
Oh, that would please my character. And that's... my character is the kind of person we should be shooting in Call of Cthulhu. Anyways, I'm just going to mark off another point of stand right there.
Yeah,
did you just say that out loud?
No.
Okay.
All right, so I erased the sigil.
What kind of guns did they have?
M1 M1 Garands.
I take some! One.
All the blaster rifles. Alright, we drag Aaron with us. And
well, a semi-automatic...
Actually, I'm probably flailing about.
No. That was your temporary insanity. It is now. It's passed.
Oh.
Basically, I decided it's you were hallucinating.
Okay,
let's get the fuck up.
And the elevator can't go back up.
What did you do?!
It was an experimental weapon.
Wasn't it awesome? Didn't you see those guys just die? It was like chemical warfare, but we're fine.
Yes, we can discuss this later, but we really need to be going.
Yes, time for discussion.
So the elevator
is,
can't go up anymore.
Don't touch me.
It won't close.
Well, we go there. I go to the elevator, clear the...
There's going to be another.
Oh, another one upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
Ross, give me an occult roll. You really, really, really want to make this.
No.
I failed by 3. 78 out of 75.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, Ross, that's you going about your plan.
Yeah.
Check the elevator.
No, I'm not going. I'm going to erase the symbol first before.
Oh, good. Cause,
yeah,
I said
that several times.
Yeah, well,
I know.
Well, wait, isn't it in dried blood now?
No, it's still wet.
It was only like a minute.
Yeah, it's still wet blood.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's. Actually, give me idea checks.
10.
Get the hell out.
Those that make it.
22.
19. That was one platoon worth. There's probably two more waiting above you.
Oh, yeah. All right, so the steel slide. Well, now we can use grenades and shit. Let's blow up.
Well, actually, you didn't do a spot hidden in the pillbox. You're pretty sure the controls are in the pillbox.
Okay.
12. 21.
25.
And yes, you do find there's a set of door controls on the inside.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'm not going to erase it
Okay.
Quick question.
Yeah. We'll draw it again.
Erase it on that side. Draw it on the inside of it, and we'll send the elevator up for the next group.
Okay. Yeah. I'll follow David's instructions.
Okay. Everyone give me sand check. No, you're just... everyone's
well,
going...
because we're all doing other stuff while he's doing that, so...
No, but you realize he's going to do it again.
Yeah.
So that's why...
So my mind's check? Probably not going to be able to take that.
What's your current sanity?
46.
You're fine.
Actually, I got
if
an
you're
idea.
Above 20, you're in good shape.
Can we chloroform the doctor so that he doesn't go insane?
He's got all the chloroform.
That's not true. I've got it.
No, you threw the bottle.
I've got the rag. He threw the bottle.
No.
I've got the other bottle.
That rag's,
the rag.
It's bit that rag's
no. David's got two sedatives with him, lefty and righty.
No, I had a bunch of sedatives with me myself. So you know what? I inject myself with one.
God damn it!
We leave him here.
Give me a pharmacist.
No.
Give me a pharmacist.
We've got other shit we gotta carry. We can't carry you.
It's
two.
A sedative to calm me down, not to knock me out. I had multiples to do.
It's
this.
Called schnapps. Okay.
Let's see.
You can take drugs to raise your
99. I'm out on the ground.
You missed.
I mean, no. He could be. It could be. I don't know.
I miss a vein. I bleed out. Something.
No.
Give him a luck check or something.
God,
give
damn.
Me a luck check, Aaron.
Oh, God.
You really want to pass?
You
this?
Really do.
95.
Oh my God.
Okay, give me a con times 5.
Aaron.
Because you just OD'd.
If you get an achievement for this, you should get an achievement for this. For killing yourself by accident in Call of Cthulhu.
66 failure out of the 40.
All right, he drops to the ground hard. Apparently after giving himself a very large injection.
Does anybody have first aid or medicine?
I've got first aid.
All right, give him first aid.
You'll need to do that to keep him from dying, from getting his heart to stop.
To prevent his heart from stopping.
What's your first aid?
45. Why are we doing this?
Because I OD'd.
But we need him to be dead if we can't take him with us.
No, we don't. We are all on the same team.
34 out of 45.
Okay, Aaron does not die, but you are almost comatose. In fact, now you pretty much are on the brink of a coma.
Yay!
Well, you don't need to make a sand check.
No, I'm good.
So. Are you going to send...
follow David's instructions.
Everyone, I'm just going to say, this will be the last time everyone will lose 2 sanity when you realize Ross is going to do it again.
So we just automatically lose 2?
Just, I'll say you just automatically lose it because...
All right. That's fine.
I don't mind it.
So, but now if we lose any more, we all go temporarily.
If it's within
that'll be 5.
If it's within
an hour, 5 in one
go.
Loss. Okay.
So he lost 8, so that's what triggered him.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, he's not moving at all. Someone's going to have to...
We'll put him on the cart.
Okay, so there you are, pushing a cart, and the door's actually open into
Sorry,
a...
Sorry, I Freuded myself out, so...
You didn't die. That would have been... Maybe you should have died so you could have had a different character, so you could have the demolition guy go, and then get Kale's character, so you have a 3 for...
But okay. Kale's character doesn't have any of his contacts anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are the door opens into an underground tunnel.
Okay.
And it looks like it's big enough to drive a truck through.
Okay. Is there a truck in here?
No. Damn. Not on this side.
Okay.
But apparently they're actually the lights have seemed to have kind of dropped red lights.
So. How long is the tunnel?
From what you can tell, it goes on for at least a good quarter
of a mile.
Can I
use my rifle scope to see farther?
Give me a spot hidden.
And quick question.
10.
You looking down the barrel of the scope, you can see there is a truck at the other side. It's almost a quarter of a mile down.
Okay.
And you're pretty sure you see movement down there.
Okay, so we have to kill those guys.
Is the tunnel go both ways, or is this the end of it?
There's a door on the other side, too.
So, but no, I'm saying we are at one door. Mm-hmm. Does it go in both directions, or are we at one end and it only goes?
It only goes one direction, that way.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Ross,
yeah.
give me that archaeology check again.
Okay. Yeah.
Pretty much, if you're gathering, if you're trying to keep your sense of orientation.
Yeah.
This and remembering from the same blueprint you did.
Yeah.
If it's going that far in that direction, you're pretty sure that tunnel goes to the FBI building.
Oops. May not be the place we would. There's no staircases leading up or anything. Well, they wouldn't expect us going there, would they?
Put the symbol in Hoover's office.
Front door, fuck all of you. Yeah, that's on in German.
Fuck all y'all. We are fucked.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess it's better than it going to the gas station.
Oh, yeah, this is...
Actually, but, Ross.
Yeah. Well, if we kill those guys, we could dress up in their clothes and try and get out that way. That's really our only shot, as far as I see.
And how are you going to get me out on a weekend at Bernie's?
Put you in a crate.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, put you under a tarp.
Okay.
Anyway.
Hey, Ross.
Do you have any methamphetamines with you?
Wait a minute. Got an idea. what's his name? Sorry, uniform. The one,
It was a suit.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Well, that won't work.
You just want to see me opt in this one.
Again, it's hard for me to be believing.
Ross, give me a luck check.
Okay. 1 out of 90. I made all the luck.
You get a feeling. Just, you're not sure. It's that same feeling you got before.
Yeah.
It doesn't come to you quite as strong. It's not quite as strongly, but
all the guys.
You think it would be a good idea to bleed on that statue?
For me to bleed?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
I think statue out, cut my hand on it. Like,
okay, well, he's doing that.
You're not awake.
I'm going to trust
I'm looking
my
above
instincts.
You right
Hold
now.
Hold on.
Going.
I've got a quick question. It's quite possible that we killed all the guards up in the other room.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go that way.
We killed the platoons. Remember, there were unarmed. There were under plainclothes people up there too.
All right. Lots and lots of plainclothes people. So now you do that.
Yeah.
You don't feel anything else, except you just get another feeling that it's okay. To go ahead to those guys ahead.
All right. I just start walking that direction.
You pushing the cart, or he's pushing the cart.
Yeah,
I'll push the cart. And
so he's just walking right ahead, and soon they see you coming. Like, freeze! Hold it right there.
Okay, I stop.
It's like, who are you? Are you gonna lie?
My name is Scott Clancy. Pleasure to meet you.
It's like, make a fast talk check at 90.
47.
Like, where's your ID?
I seem to have lost it. That won't be.
No, we've
a problem,
got papers.
But, oh yeah, there will be. Yeah, I have papers. Sorry.
Like, what do you put? What do you show him?
The fake papers that I have.
Well, are you authorized to be down here?
Well, of course. How else would I be here?
Right. Like,
while I'm pushing the cart, I just got off the phone with Hoover a few moments ago.
The whole place is on alert. What the hell's going on down there? Because like, we lost contact with one of the platoons we sent down.
Need to know. You're on a need to know basis, and you don't need to know.
Like, did Hoover send you?
Yes, Hoover sent us.
Aaron, okay, David, give me a fast talk check.
No.
Well, he said
you don't
it.
Need to know that.
Okay, well.
I say, they don't need to know that. Anyways, I make my fast talk check at 90.
Yeah.
Oh, and David made his?
Ought to.
Okay, so yeah.
Soak the dice in rum and they will love you!
All right. Anyway,
and all right, between you, well, you two,
yeah,
right. I should get Hoover on the phone.
No, you should. We need to get going.
One more at 90. All right.
The FBI director you're looking for.
And there's six agents here. They're all, but they all kind of get, they have like very kind of confused expressions on their face, but they let you pass.
Okay, we go.
And yeah. Which then leads up into a loading dock.
Okay, all right. Is there a truck we can?
We should actually, grandfather's parked your truck right across the street from that entrance.
Okay, we go there. Yeah, we're normal. Wrap my hand.
Essentially, and all the agents that see you leave are like,
yeah.
What happened? This is so cool.
Mesmerism on the minds of weak-willed Americans. It can be quite effective.
We have these great weapons.
We do.
No wonder the Reich is winning.
Yeah. Oh, take one more Sandy away, Ross.
Yeah, definitely. I'm keeping the statue. Fuck.
And,
Marshall only wants to tell.
Give me one more fast talk check, Ross, please.
Yeah, 60. If it's at 90, then yeah.
Yes. You actually get some of the other agents to help you load them onto the truck.
I am a Nazi. I'm such an evil asshole.
I'm sorry. I just got the thought in my mind.
Fuck Nazi. Be careful with him. I'm a Sith.
He's had a bit of a hard day. We need to put him.
All right,
let's put him up at the front. Pillows.
Grandfather says, "Like, so put everything on there. I'll meet you back at the safe house."
Mm-hmm. All right, we go. Except I keep the statues with me.
He wants that. That's part. Marsh needs him. Actually, he says Marsh needs those.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
He does. He says,
that's like a 90.
25. He says, I know you used it.
Does grandfather have occult powers? No, I don't think, does he? Or does
you
he
don't, know? You don't know.
Well, I say, I need it. Trying to do his fast talk, 25. How did I do? I want the fucking statue.
All right, he finally lets you have that one, but he wants the other two.
Fine, they don't talk. I mean, they're not interesting archaeologically.
All right, and grandfather takes off.
All right.
So do we.
Yeah.
And Marsh is waiting in the other car, further back down the road.
Okay. Wait, which car are we taking?
The other one you bought.
Yeah, okay. So we're in that. I'm not going to say I'm keeping my fucking statue.
Actually, he has a very satisfied smile on his face when you get in.
He's in our car or we're in his car?
I thought Ross was the getaway driver the other
day. Yeah.
No, actually, he's waiting.
Oh.
At with his car.
Okay. We have our own car. You don't need
to. Go ahead and says, keep that one for now.
Yes, of course.
It says, oh, Dr. Lowe has been taken care of.
Oh, excellent, excellent. We're just moving right along. Everything's it's like springtime for Hitler. It's just great.
Moving right along?
Yeah, moving right
says,
along.
Says, meet back at the slaughterhouse.
Very well.
He's going to betray us now that we've got what he wanted.
Maybe, but we have a secret weapon.
Not so secret weapon. They're very. He's very well aware that you've got it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Drive back.
Yeah.
Well, that went well.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
Very covert.
Yeah, covert. That's
snuck
that's
right in.
When does Aaron wake up?
Oh, he's not
because he's not with us.
Yeah, he is. Okay. You carry him out with you.
Am I in
no, but he's been with. He's in the truck with Grandpa.
Oh, that's right.
Back with the,
am I in a coma though?
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool. Hey, no more sanity checks. So
no more checks of any
kind. Aaron wakes up. Hey, how you doing there, then, buddy? Crazy thinking!
No, actually, Aaron. Aaron.
Sorry, just again. Wake up, little camper.
Instead of just sock puppets. Sock puppets with googly eyes. But you can't tell the difference because you're crazy.
Aaron, actually.
I have come part of the solo gem.
Aaron! You actually wake up. You're in the passenger seat of the pickup truck. Actually, and grandfather's driving. Welcome back. Thought we lost you there for a moment.
Where the hell am I?
Well, you're in the truck with our mission nearly completed.
Where are the others?
Oh, I imagine they're going to meet us back at the rendezvous.
I'm sorry, Ross. What was your character's last name again?
Real name or fake name?
It would be real name, probably.
Your real name,
Mueller.
Mueller.
Yeah, that was coming.
But we can't go in any further with this right now. Mueller is not to be trusted. He's using something that I cannot describe.
So, magic, my friend. He's using magic.
Don't be preposterous. Magic is a parlor trick. Whatever he did was something other than that.
1 billion ball? 2 billion balls? 3 billion balls?
You're gone!
Yes, of course it is. Yes. How do you think I awakened you?
Looking at
sanity check.
Looking at my arm. It's like for a second, or I was unconscious due to. That's like my.
You
own
were in a coma.
Air.
Unlike it says, it's a good thing. It's a good thing your friend got to you in time. Otherwise, you would have been dead.
And then
you're a wizard, Harry.
All the sanity checks.
Says, but, like,
you're a wizard, Hogler.
She said today she's going to
start. He says, if it helps. He says, if it helps, just think of it as a kind of science, far beyond the ability of most to understand.
Psychology to see if he is completely and utterly serious.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm 91. I'm rolling
he's,
like shit
can't,
today.
You can't read him.
I can't read him, but also I just woke up from nearly overdosing, so.
No, you did overdose.
Well, it's been nearly 2
hours. Sorry, yeah. That, you know, if he has the artifacts that he wants, then I want off this mission. I'm completed.
I understand. Says, then again, if that is the case, he pulls out a Luger, then I'm under orders to kill you right now. The Fuhrer does not tolerate desertion on a mission, especially one this critical.
Damn, Aaron.
Says, I don't think I have anything else
you don't,
on me.
Actually.
No, you still have your scalpel. I took his combat knife.
No, you...
I'm sir.
What?
In his medical bag.
Oh, you'd have it on him. He used it. Come on.
Okay.
He was on a covert mission.
Could I just get a luck roll?
Yeah.
A luck roll.
Dude, it's cool, Tom.
It.
Let him try and kill Grandfather.
Yeah.
Grandfather's driving the truck. The truck will crash and
exactly.
Aaron will still die.
It will be awesome.
No, I've crashed a truck and dumped a ghoul in the
Aaron's
river before. I've done that before.
All right, luck check.
All right, see if I have a scalpel.
Plus, we'll lose all the mission-critical items, and Marshall will be really mad.
99, no, there's nothing. God damn it, what is my rolling to take?
You need to soak your dice in rum.
No.
No.
I hate rum.
Not really a peasant drink. Try scotch.
He says, no.
I hate scotch.
He says, I'm perfectly willing. I'm perfectly willing to believe that outburst was a result from the current trauma you endured. I'm willing to forgive it this once. Fair enough. He clocks the hammer back and then pockets it.
I see I have little choice at the moment.
Ha!
Quite frankly, I do not see the loyalty you're supposed to have to the party.
That's like.
Because the mission is nearly complete. By the time you get back to Berlin, it'll be to a hero's welcome.
So
just think about it. You just infiltrated America. Infiltrated their very highest echelons of power, and so made them look like complete idiots.
No,
what we killed dozens. That's like we've slaughtered them with a weapon that nobody seems to have any understanding of. You are the first person to have killed anybody.
No. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and I've broken two necks.
No. You do not have any idea of that weapon. Says the good professor is very well aware of it.
Yeah,
how you doing? Though, I says, one could learn if one wants to.
That was so cool what you did there.
That's like what
it was all in the wrist.
Yeah, it's like what? No, what he did seemed to transform. Because, well, would I actually that question? Was, would I distinguish that as a hallucination now, or is that?
Well, you didn't see anyone run at you, and they were just dead.
Oh, so I've forgotten that completely. Or
no, you remember the hallucination, but you're now pretty sure it was a hallucination. So,
what? That's like to that's. That's like what to make.
Did you see how many
to make those? That's like others. That's like other beliefs that demons exist for real.
I know.
Please, I find this squeamishness from an interrogator of the Gestapo rather strange.
I operate within medicine and science. That like as whatever I said, that was has no basis in it.
Of course it does. Just not science that you can understand. Now. Are we going to have a problem? I can't have a member of this team operating up to under full efficiency, especially this late in the game.
What do you need of me?
To continue your duties as befits a member of the Gestapo, like nothing more than the oath you took.
I will only do that if I. Let's only do that if I see anything else that I believe betrays this party's ones or
underlies. Then I will execute you immediately. You forget this is a military operation that I am in command of. despite your high praise, are not beyond being expendable. Remember that.
Give me your gold party badge.
If you wore that with you, you're pretty dumb.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So.
That's cool. You're losing it anyway.
No.
All you need to do is remain calm, stay focused on the mission, and it says, and you'll be back on your way to Germany within 4 days.
Wow, that's so cool! And then Russia, and then cold death.
I just remain silent from here because I'm done talking to him.
Well, you all meet back up at the slaughterhouse,
dude. It was so cool. all died. It was amazing. It was the best secret weapon I have ever seen.
Sorry we took a few moments longer, Grandfather, but we thought we would pick up takeaway hamburgers to celebrate.
It was perfectly fine.
Indeed. Let's eat.
Anyway, by the time...
And Coke.
Yes, Coca-Cola. Gotta have that.
Yes.
And when we get back
American
to the
American Coca-Cola.
When,
like
you get, when you get back to the slaughterhouse...
And the other
the,
Coke, so we can
the two, the two FBI agents are gone.
Did you dispose of them?
Of course he did.
It's like their usefulness was
they'd seen our faces.
Yeah.
Just once again, I find this squeamishness most uncharacteristic.
I did not say. I was just saying that in a cold tone. I wasn't saying.
Dude, we could totally
like,
feed into the pit.
That wasn't squeamish.
It's a
I was asking merely for the fact
the
of the matter.
Yes, they're disposed of.
So that's like
grandfather. Once you're all there, says, gentlemen, I must congratulate you. This mission is almost fully complete. All that remains now is to finalize the creation of that of the group. Of the group that I believe the Anders family will more than make up for.
Them and their clients and their moonshine running business.
Marsh, who has also joined you.
Their moonshinery.
Says, indeed, and I believe I will be able to supply them with all the equipment they shall need, as well as training. I know many people from the last war, those that know a bit about executing military operations. We will bring them in
They know how to dig long ditches and hide in them and, you know.
Kill people with French knives. That's the best.
And go over the top.
Totally.
Over the top!
You might want to give them, you know, you might want to talk to people who know a little bit more than just, you know, the last war. Just saying.
It's the best war, jeez.
You know, I do have a point. War. I think that it might help a little bit more if I were to talk to them.
Of course, of course. As well, then it says, I think we have our next assignments. You know, Mark says, we shall go speak to the Anders family, arrange for them to receive additional equipment. And I says, and hopefully within 4 or 5 days they should be ready to carry out operations on their own, unless you feel more time is required, of course.
Do you want my help teaching them how to shoot?
That would be most excellent.
Definitely.
Mm. Done and done.
Anyway, once that's all broken up, I'm going to go to Arkham.
Okay.
Yay, Arkham.
With your statue?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's staying with me all the time. That won't have negative effects. That won't have negative consequences. I've got a good feeling about that statue.
Is it like the gold brick?
It's better than the gold brick.
Yeah. Fuck you, nothing's better than the gold brick.
You're never going to let that go.
What?
Like
20
years
in Arkham. How long would it take to prepare? And I found this gold brick. It wasn't actually a gold brick. I just thought it was
a gold
brick.
Let's say a day or two, depending on how complex you want it to be.
Okay.
If we were very unlucky, it would have brought us.
If they're going to Arkham, they don't really need me up there. So.
Okay, so, the way I understand it, David and Drew, you are going to the Anders family to start.
Yes, and I haven't seen them yet, so they're probably going to make me go crazy.
No.
No, you're not soft like the professor. You're a soldier.
I understand that, okay. But they're just not
going to.
So,
and Ross, you're going to Arkham. Are you taking? Are you taking the good doctor with you?
Not if I don't have to.
I'm actually, when I come in there, I'm pretty much avoiding eye contact with you. I'm not speaking to you.
Why do you hate the awesome guy of awesomeness?
You know,
did you
well,
see
why
that? He killed an entire platoon. I'm not going to shut up about that, by the way. That was the coolest thing I ever
saw. I
could
have drawn the sign over the bathroom. What do you do now?
Outside, there's a tree.
<He's>,
got you around you, didn't I?
But what? There's no toilet paper out there.
No! The greatest horror. Yeah. I'm going to be a dick. It's going to be Jackass with Cthulhu Mythos.
You don't even have to do that. You don't have to do that. You
can
just set it on the toilet so it stares at you the entire time.
Exactly.
Jeff Goldblum is watching you.
And it keeps going on. How you doing? Hey.
I'm made of blood. How you doing? Anyway, so yeah, I'm going to go to Arkham.
Okay, so... all right, first we'll do some... just remember this. Okay, you get by the way, you get with Mama Anders.
Mm-hmm. Grandma.
Grandma Anders. It's like my boy, why? It's like, why do I detect a whole bunch of blood on your hands? Maybe not your hands, but the group you represent.
It was so cool, they all died.
Oh,
they
I
started
know.
Clawing at their faces.
I know.
And smashing their face against the wall, and
it
was the best
broken.
Super weapon ever.
I may have broken a neck or two along the way.
Oh, you always were a good boy. Yes, you were.
We're more standard in our killing. The professor was awesome. He killed them all.
I believe you are here for a reason.
That would be correct.
Is it time to make proper soldiers out of my boys?
That's what I'm here to do.
Well, yes, ma'am, it is.
I knew he was coming.
But
like
also,
the lake told me so.
Oh, it did.
Oh, indeed. Lake tells me a lot of things. How did you know that? Like, and so
confusion.
I gathered all the clan that were willing to fight. They're all here to learn from you. They want to learn how to do proper killing.
We'll teach them to kill. We will.
So rude.
Well, now they're looking to have some good old fun. I think you can provide that for them.
Do you have any old stills that you're not using anymore?
Why don't you tell me about him?
Hi, yo.
I don't know if I like the look of him.
Ooh. Oh, why not? What?
You speak for him?
That I do. He's a good shot. He's very good with a rifle, but I know that we've got quite a few that know how to use a rifle.
Well, we can't work together without being properly introduced.
Hey!
Why don't you stay on? Well, it's like, stay a spell, have a drink.
Done. I love drink. What kind of soldier doesn't drink?
So one of the family comes in with a big glass bottle full of clear liquid. Pours you a big glass of it.
I try to drink it.
Yeah, it's pure white lightning.
Okay, well then, that probably is going to force a check.
Con times five.
Yeah, I made it.
87 out of 65.
It knocks you on your ass.
Damn straight it does.
Yeah, this well,
is... I guess he goes from vertical to horizontal in one smooth stroke.
No, it's what... It's basically like defoliates your entire inside.
Can I roll another check? I'll still go unconscious, but can I roll another check?
No, you don't fall unconscious. But it's more to... It's,
can I roll another check to drink it all?
Oh, yes. I'll say one more roll.
Roll 99.
That's my cue.
50 out of 65.
You stay conscious. Like, you drink it all. Actually, so do you just keep going all in one?
Yeah. I mean, I'll take whatever penalties I have for it, but I want to keep on drinking it.
No. It's, you're... I'll take that into account. But you know, you drink it down, and this, you know, like 90, at least in her 90s, old woman. Well, I do believe he's got some balls on him after all. It's like welcome to Anders' family, dear.
Thank you.
Now then, why don't we take him out back to meet the family?
Oh, do let's. You only saw a few of the cousins. I've got a lot of family in these parts.
I'm not getting any of this.
Y'all like banjoing and canoeing?
I'm conscious but not aware. So you're just leading me, you know, wherever.
Okay. The way I'm going to do the training.
Okay.
It's depending on how many days you want to take. For each day, basically it's training to for a submachine gun and a rifle.
Okay.
For each day you want to take to train them, I will give you one roll per day. And I'm looking for three successes. If you get three successes out of all of those, they are going to be competent enough to use those weapons with a degree of skill.
Can I give us both a bonus from my January?
And this, by the way, at this point, I'll let you use the demolitions guy.
I've got 7 years of sniper training as an instructor. Can I use that to get a bonus?
I'm actually going to say it's because of that you're not going to have it. You're only going to have a minus 10 penalty.
Okay.
The first day for drinking booze. So,
okay.
But how many? Essentially, he's going to be gone. He's going to be gone for about four days if you stay. For the whole thing.
Well, I mean, he would have told us how long he's going to be gone. Anyway,
well, like, right? for the big get-together is Wednesday night.
Yeah.
So then I guess we've got 4 days?
We got 4 days.
All right.
And there's probably going to be more drinking.
And can we use you said we can use the demolitions guy for this?
Yes.
He's going to teach him how to make bombs?
Indeed.
Oh, goody.
Okay, and, so day one. But it's only going to be one roll. So the first day.
What kind of roll do you want? Is it just a rifle check?
You wanting to teach them to use rifles?
Well, I'm teaching them to use rifles. He's teaching them to use submachine guns, and the demo guy's going to teach them to use bombs.
Yeah. Okay. So first day, I need the rolls from both of you.
But is it just a rifle check?
Rifle check minus 10 for
you.
Mm-mm.
10. I think I just impaled that bad boy. Odd 4. Oh my god.
46 out of 80.
We've got 46 explosives. Out of 70.
Kaboom. Okay, so the first day goes very well. Even you, despite being like you're.
Well, I really know how to use
your brain got strafed by something.
And we're drinking again tonight, right? When we, you know,
well, yeah, that's what he.
So we have to make another check.
We don't drink the water around here. That's the lake. We leave the lake, or we listen to the lake. We don't drink the lake.
But okay, so that's day one.
And speaking
hold
of
on,
which,
I'm probably drinking, so let's find out how well I interpret that. Ought 7 on my con check to, you know, take the booze.
Oh yeah, but then by this point it's like you're feeling great. Okay. Okay, day two.
19.
97.
All right. Well, remember, I'm looking for three. Yeah. So mm-hmm. you can fail one time. The demo guy made his.
Okay.
And one quick thing. I am going to be spending any time that I am not teaching them how to use a Thompson and talking with the grandmama. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now day three.
Thirty-four, still well under my 70.
94. So that's no rifles.
Yeah.
Or they won't be as competent as they could be.
No,
if
they're
make
not
one
be
more success, then they'd still
yeah.
have two out of three.
Okay, it's on that day. Actually, it's on day three that grandfather arrives with a large shipment of weapons.
Compliments of Mr. Marsh, I believe.
Mm-hmm. That's what he just. And so, yeah, pretty much that night.
I just got a possible connection. How do grandfather and his grandmother interact? Are they old friends? Are they, you know?
You don't know.
Okay, they don't. Okay.
Okay, finally, day four.
Make this check. Ought two. Oh, no, 20. But it's out of 80. So.
No, I got an ought two.
Good for you. We're palindromes.
So, no, okay, they are very competent with this Thompson submachine gun now.
They know how to use a trench broom.
They can use a rifle. But then again, they've been using rifles for a long time. But we're teaching them how to aim with a scope and things. And they're now actually experienced enough to assemble, maybe not create explosives, but assemble a crude bomb and Molotov cocktails. Mm-hmm. So it's essentially kind of things they need.
So they're good guerrilla resistance.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So Ross.
Yeah.
You, I guess you head to, that was Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday night. I guess.
I pick up anything else about the lake? Did they talk about
Actually, yes, they talk about the lake all the time.
I ask questions if that's not, you know. Well, I guess they'll start to ask questions. And if they, you know, give me the cold shoulder, I'll stop, but.
Actually, yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to try and pry into their business, but if they're willing to talk about it, I'm willing to listen.
No, actually, they do start. They do talk about the lake with you because you're teaching him how to use guns, and you obviously know him, so he vouched for you.
Sounds good.
Yeah, actually, they speak very fondly about the lake. I mean, pretty much, you can tell the lake seems to be what they worship, actually, or at least that's what it seems like. They kind of tell you as the days go by.
Well, they just talk about it as a person instead of a
kind of like
person deity.
Person deity.
Same difference.
It's by about the third day that it's more not so much they don't worship,
but they talk about how the lake talks to them, right?
Well, finally you get to realize yes, the lake does, but they more also start to hint that, of course, as you know this, it's more something in the lake.
Got it.
Something is something they say.
But I don't hear anything.
Something that's been asleep for a long time.
But they talk about hearing it, and I don't hear anything. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
In fact, it's by the last day that they mentioned that. You know, the last time it, you know, it's what the lake, you know, spoke vividly to them was, you know, 12 years ago.
1920.
Can I make a memory check to remember that was?
Make a knowledge.
77 out of 85.
Well, he was at the fucking.
What was the year again?
1928. Inzmith
Raid.
That's when the Inzmith Raid occurred.
Well, that's what.
That's when they say the last time the lake really spoke to them vividly.
Well, that's the knowledge check I was trying to connect those two events.
Yeah. Well, you did.
You did.
You're okay.
All right. So.
In fact, by the fourth. Actually, it's on the fourth night, which would be
the grand party before we leave.
Yeah, the grand party before you leave. They offer to let you drink some of the lake water.
Well, what kind of person would I be? What kind of, you know, member of this family would I be to refuse? That would be a horrible thing to do.
Well, you're not a member of this family yet.
Well, no, I know, but I mean, you know, you guys are being nice to me and everything. What kind of person would I be to refuse such hospitality?
Nazi? Don't answer that.
I'm not a Nazi. I'm a member of the Wehrmacht. So, yes. I will go for it. Why not?
All right. Nothing
could possibly go wrong from drinking water.
And they pass it around. They get a kind of bring a wooden bowl around with water in it, and Grandma hands it over to you.
Says, graciously accept.
Says, like, it's like, go ahead and drink of it, dear. It's like, it says, if, it's like, if you are indeed blessed, you might perhaps see
29.
Something.
29. What? If there's an, I don't know. I'm drinking water. I'm assuming there's something that's going to go along with it, so I rolled a 29.
Yeah, fair enough. You actually, yeah, it's strange. It's, you know, you kind of, it's almost like you just drank moonshine, actually, but without the taste. It's almost kind of like kind of a buzzed feeling.
Okay.
And then...
That's the parasite.
Give me a sand check.
Okay, was that my 29? Or
no.
Okay, that was something else? Sounds good. Okay. Hot 2.
All right. You lose 4. As, yeah, you catch a glimpse of... There's something underneath the lake that is asleep most of the time. But it's almost like... It's asleep, but it just caught a brief glimpse of you, just as you caught a brief glimpse of it. And give yourself 3 Cthulhu Mythos. Yeah, you just caught a glimpse of something beyond most of the world that lives in that lake.
Sweet. It went from 0-0 to 3. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pass that check now.
In the meantime, yeah. Ross, you arrive. I guess you left on... Monday morning?
Sure.
All right, so you got there. Like I said,
I didn't get to drink the water.
You already did. You already did. Years ago.
Ah, that's right.
So, yeah, you get to Arkham on... you get there Monday evening.
Yeah.
And are you going to go to the whole thing or just kind of hang around Arkham until the gathering?
It was amazing.
I'm going to try and go visit the restricted library at Miskatonic University. See if I can get in there, fast talk my way in. Otherwise, I'll just go to the thing.
Okay.
Or actually, I'll meet up with Dr. Harrison and see if he can get me into the restricted library.
It's, actually, he's somewhat surprised to see you, but, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you could make it.
Yes.
And yeah, there's you actually recognize several big names in like science and academia here.
There's Joe Science.
Okay.
And Bob Academia.
I know, right? that guy who did the actual advances in the field of science.
Yes, that guy's there.
Okay.
Nice. And so is Dr. Fleming.
Nice. Reed Richards.
He also wonders.
So yeah, I talked to him, see if he can get me into the Miskatonic Restricted Library. Other than that, I will just go and hang out. I'm just chillaxing, basically.
All right. Well, he says, they're very cautious about that. There's been several break-ins over the years, so it might take a couple of days. But I'm pretty sure some of the professors here will want to see that.
Yes. We could do a group tour.
Well, that is the plan. I think I could perhaps get you in with that group.
Yes, that would be excellent.
So, anyway, so I'm probably going to... I just realized I probably have to stop after this scene, which is fine.
Okay.
Because then it'll be that one more scene to go, and then we're there. Anyway, so it's pretty much just kind of just a relaxing gathering of minds.
Yeah, sure. I murdered dozens of people. Now I'm talking, you know.
Talking shop?
Yeah, basically. Like...
You show the statue to anyone?
No.
No. It's your precious, right? If you show it to them, they might try and steal it.
No. I'm not that crazy yet.
What's crazy about it? If you show it to them, they might try and steal it. They're academics.
They're not going
to
recognize it being from Innsmouth, are they?
We don't know.
Let's show it to Harrison.
Huh? You know, glasses on.
Yeah.
Where have I seen this before?
Yes, where have you seen this before?
It was almost over a decade ago, I think. They found something like... Yeah, yes, they found something like this on a ship at sea. They called a number of universities all over the world trying to see if they could identify it.
Did they?
No, it says no one could exactly place it. You might show this around. I couldn't place it, but maybe one of the other professors here might.
Do I know if any of the people here, would they have worked on the Innsmouth raid, like cataloging this ship? Would any of them recognize it?
Harrison was asked for it. He worked on part of it.
Okay, and he didn't recognize it, so.
No, but no. actually said, Professor Robinson. He worked at the University of Boston. I think he was also asked to identify some of it. He'll be here on for the Wednesday night gathering.
Okay, I'll show it around before that guy shows up. So yeah,
and, sure. it tracks on the on Tuesday when you show it around to just some of the lectures and you get a lot of interested.
Any useful information?
Not really. Basically get kind of the same information you got from from Harrison is that there's many of them remember that incident back in 28.
Right. All right. Well, if I can use that to gain your trust, see if I can leverage that into getting to the Miskatonic Restricted Library.
All right. There's also a number of scientists and. Scientists and technology experts are coming here too.
Okay.
Big gathering of brains, and finally Wednesday night rolls around.
Yeah.
Big party.
And there's at least 50 of the some of the best researchers, academics, explorers, from all over the world have gathered here.
Lock the door, set it on fire, and shoot anyone who comes out. Take that, history. No. Fuck you, the currently accepted version of modern events.
And I guess you've just been working nonstop on that stuff for all 3 days?
Pretty much so.
Okay. And
Preparations for?
Uh-oh.
For stabbing us in the back?
Pretty much.
No.
Okay.
No, actually, no, it's just...
Because he'd tell us.
Yeah.
No, it's just for anybody that we do need to interrogate, but if we need any other... again, like the sedatives or... sedatives, which I'm making sure I do it correctly and not on myself. That's like,
so, you're introduced to many, many names. You actually recognize luckily you recognize before he does, a scientist from Berlin.
Yeah.
Frederick Kempfer.
He's
here.
I stuck out of his way.
But he doesn't seem to recognize you.
Wait, is this the exact same Kempfer that we were supposed to assassinate? No, that was Kessler. Sorry.
No, Kempfer, who will also show up in Divine Fire.
Oh, okay. Was he the crazy one?
Yeah.
Oh, this is before then.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I know he's a Nazi.
Yeah,
right?
He's a very well respected Nazi, and he's in the party.
Yeah.
And also, he is. He's one of the top physicists in all of Germany.
Okay, I'm going to say hi. I'm just going to take him aside. Like, hey, how you doing, Dr. Kempfer?
Hi, Dr. Mueller. I'm surprised to see you here.
I could say the same thing about you.
I'm here on purely academic matters.
Oh, really?
There's a number of colleagues here I haven't seen in years.
What's your work working on?
I work for the government, state secrets and all.
Well, so do I. I would like to say that. If you need any help, I give him grandfather's. If you need any assistance or anything, you should. You're not alone here. We have. I'd hate to see us. The Americans can be so callous when you.
Indeed, they can.
Yes.
Yeah. Raise a drink to you.
So
about an hour later, just schmoozing, academics and education or a school.
Physics! Science!
Chemistry. Harrison actually says, I'd like to meet a colleague of mine from D.C.
Yeah.
Professor Mueller, this is Dr. Henry Lowe from the U.S. War Department.
That was the one of the guys we're supposed to assassinate?
Yeah.
I thought he was supposed to be dead.
Yeah, he says, Professor, it's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you. I shake his hand. Is it cold or weird or anything?
No.
Oh. Okay. What's your line of work?
It's aeronautics, mostly.
Aeronautics.
You're
going to have to kill Marsh for betraying us.
You understand, the future is in the air.
And the past is in the ground. That's more
indeed. That's very clever. I like that.
Yes,
that is good.
Yeah.
I've been, talking about history. I would like to learn more of these airships and whatnot at some point. We just make polite small talk for whatever time. I try and, I'm not clever enough to do any fast talk or persuading or anything. So, yeah, I just play nice.
Okay. Good. All right, David.
Yeah.
Over to you. On the final night, that Wednesday.
Yeah.
Around the time you're having your nice drink of water.
It was delicious. And I saw things. I'm probably too dumb to not talk about it.
Yeah. And it's a grandmama hobbles up to you. So, like, do you think these boys will be able to carry out them acts of mischief you so want them to?
Well, I have every confidence in them. The only thing is that, well, without Grandpa around to kind of ride herd, they might go off all willy-nilly.
Oh, they might do that. They might. I must admit, I'm getting up there. In case you can't tell.
Oh, you're still spry.
It's like, I'm so glad you came back. It's like, family missed you.
As did the sleeper.
Oh, well, you know him. He sleeps most of the time, but sometimes he wakes his ass up. Says, hope you don't mind. I thought it might be good to see if the boys can actually use any of the things they learned. So I sent them on a little act of mischief, destruction, and terror.
Oh, we like all three of those. Where'd we send them?
It's like, I sent a bunch of them up to some town. Like, yeah, this says, yes, sir. They're gonna disrupt a meeting of them academic types. It's gonna be a glorious sight, I tell you.
But that'd be Miskatonic.
I don't know what the name of the place was. I just sent him out there.
Go north, find a university, slaughter all you find.
And an ultimate act, they find a Fuller Brush salesman convention. Consider them all uppity learned people and shoot them all.
What'd you get on your luck?
67.
What's your luck?
90.
Okay. Yeah. Yay!
Take that, Fuller Brush.
So now, I guess that might conclude your mission.
Well, it might.
So, you plan on heading back to Berlin after this? Fighting your war and all?
Well, that all depends. Let's see how well they do at the university. Then we'll talk.
Do let's. Now, come on, let's have a bite to eat. I think it's going to be a bit of a long night.
God damn it, dude.
And that's where we're going to...
Okay, so it is going to be one more session.
One more.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember the Marsh family. Who can't
Is there room in the big house for one more?
My little Cthulhu will help me, though.
God damn it.
I choose you.
God damn it.
My little Cthulhu.
Yeah, well, it's a little statue. What else are you going to call it?
The way you say that, it almost sounds like it's got comical little pink hooves and a mane you can brush and stylable tentacles. And
there's
a
Jimmy Cthulhu out there.
Ross, around the time you are meeting up with Dr. Henry Lowe, there's a whole mess of armed backwoods people converging on the university.
You know what you can do at this time?
Go to Miskatonic's Restricted Library and see the Necronomicon.
Exactly.
Yeah, of course.
Or you can slaughter low when nobody's looking.
Or has anybody else decided to read? Read through the journal?
Do you want me to bring my book?
You passed it. You gave everything to grandfather.
Yeah.
I just hope I get flesh word. I hope Cthulhu sees fit to give me flesh words.
Yes, of course, because there's going to be no consequence to that.
I don't care. I don't want to.
You can face snakeheads and not ruin anyone in the party.
I got 77 sanity left. I want to make use of it. I don't want to die. I got 77 sanity and, 10 hit points. I can burn some sanity. You know, I can afford to lose more sanity.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah, exactly. Or summon a couple of Starspawn with Cthulhu. That would work too, you know.
Just find them.
Some fire vampires, just throw them out
just
there.
Just find where you summon Azathoth and we'll just get it over.
No, because again, I only have 10 hit points. I want to survive too. So,
yeah. Oh, folks, that's our wacky hijinks.
All right. Yeah. That was one more sequel. One more session coming up.
Yep, we'll see you guys next time.